sophistication isn't a matter of where you come from, or even what your family does. It's the way you think, your outlook on life, what you've experienced.
Guys, do you find you struggle to attract and develop relationships with women you meet? Does shyness, fear, and lack of conversation skills get in the way of you having the love and relationship you really want? Do you want to stop dating the wrong women? Do you feel disempowered by the dating and attraction process and want to know what you are doing wrong? The Ask Rosebud Radio Show is brought to you by a renowned fifth degree black belt in female mental gymnastics, Rosebud Bitterdose. No caps, no cups, no canes, just great wisdom. This show is going to empower you to create and attract love and not just react to what happens around you. Once you have applied some of these concepts to your love life, you will notice an almost immediate change. Call in now, 347-838-8420. The phone lines are open.
Started, but let me let you know, I'm here, I'm not going nowhere, I'm going to be here every Monday night, 7 o'clock. This is the flyest radio show ever. I am your host, Rosebud Bitter Dose. Now, all you guys know my qualifications, my master's, 2 BAs, and I'm a proud possessor of a PhD in charging bitches. I have a first degree red belt in mental gymnastics with a concentration on catching women. So I am definitely highly qualified to host a show that's going to show you the ropes. I already got the okay from Steve. The chat room is open, you know, so don't be afraid to talk among yourselves about what you're hearing. This show is being brought to you by www.askrosebud.com. Hey, you can find a lot of information to fix that dating life of yours on my site. And I'm really happy to, you know, say that more and more of you are interested in my ABP and Alpha Man list. You know, there's just a small fraction of what I'll be offering in the, you know, coming months. Hit my email at info@askrosebud.com, and I'll email you a free copy of the ABPs of dating and the rules to become an alpha male. Tonight with me is our first lady, Miss Gigi. How you doing this evening, Miss Gigi?
Hello, how are you? How is everyone out there in Radio Land?
Your Easter was all right? Did you find any eggs?
My bunny was hopping.
Oh, Lord, I hear you. Also, with me riding shotgun from the man mindset is my good friend, Steve the Dean Williams. Steve, what's up with you, man?
Shit, man, I can't call it. Thanks for having me on the show.
Right on, brother. I can't do it without you, man. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And don't forget my name has 2 D's for a double dose of this wisdom I'm going to share with you. The Ask Rosebud show is about real answers to the problems with women that occur in your daily lives. Real answers from experienced professionals is all any of you want. And I'm sure you want to know, or you ask yourself, is that too much to ask or expect from a cold-hearted world? Let me tell you, yeah, it's too much to expect. You got to be able to take what you want in the world. If you expect somebody to give it to you, that's why you're waiting on it now. This show is going to teach you how to command what you want. Mind you, I didn't say demand. I said command. There's a significant difference between the two words. You won't have to ask for or demand shit from a woman if you listen to me. The only thing you'll have to do is employ a few of the techniques from my courses, and they will speak for you. I kid you not. This may sound extreme, but it isn't. This is the way I take what I want from life, and only if I want to will I give it to somebody who needs it. It's something that I don't need. Maybe someone else needs it. My worst day is someone else's heaven. So what I'm saying is we're going to discover some truths about women and dating on this show. The call-in number is 347-838-8420, and we definitely want to hear from you. On this show, you know, we're going to be talking about problems in relationships, you know, how to deal with them, and keep both of them nuts, you got. The Bass Rosebud Show is for dudes who want to be men, not just, you know, grown over 21-year-old males. Me personally, I had to overcome a lot of different shit in order for me to reprogram my thinking to focus on the stuff I'm doing now. But I am a firm believer in change, and I believe that change is a good thing, especially when it's promoted by achieving goals you set for yourself. You have to be reaching for something, and your goals are the best I can suggest you reach for. Just as you are what you eat, same as you are who you hang out with, you are what you think. Don't make goals and think scary or cupcake shit, and you will be a no-goal having scary cupcaking dude. What you got to say on this, Steve?
Absolutely. It's a lot of things that is about you following directions. Again, we have a few people in the chat room. Guys, if y'all want to call in, feel free to call in at 347-838-8420. But Rosewood, you're absolutely right. It's very important that you guys out there realize that, you know what, you can attain everything that you want, but it's going to take some work. It's going to take some dedication. But
yeah, see, like, Steve and I, we have a connection, and we're not gay or nothing like that, so I don't want you guys going all, you know, left field with this. Let me finish my point.
I know. Finish that shit up. I was like, damn,
we have a connection.
I wish I could quit you.
Hey, we have a connection, and our connection is based on pure respect. Not that he, you know, made me respect him because he did some fantabulous stuff for me, which he did. I respect him because he don't back up from where he's coming from. I could say something that's totally opposite. And, if it, you know, I'm older than him, and I got, you know, elder rights. But, you know, he said respectfully, Rosebud, that shit is wrong. So people like Steve and myself, people of our caliber, we think she should worship us at all times. We never act thankful she, like, gave us some pussy. No. This is how you're supposed to think of yourself. You're supposed to think of yourself as something that women strive to connect with. If you don't think this way, you know, neither would she. Women, I've said it many times, women do not care how smart you are. They only care about how sharp you are. So if you want that woman you're thinking about, that woman you are attracted to, you're going to have to concentrate on representing the man when she sees you. If you want her to respond to you, you have to go for the juggler. And it's easier if you're representing manhood when you're going for it. Now, you don't have to really agree with what I think. And if you don't, you know, if you do or don't, please, you know, feel free to call in and voice your opinion. But what I'm telling you is my courses provide confidence-building information that is guaranteed to teach you to have a firm grasp on life and how social interactions with others work. A lot of you don't even know how to socialize. You're so insecure about who you are, you can't even socialize. So you have to, you know, start at the very basics, and this is all based on you. You know, you have to learn new information that's going to help you develop proactive directions and goals, and also how to control your sexual thoughts and outcomes. If you don't know or actually experience controlling your thoughts and outcomes concerning sex, you're going to be a pawn for a really sharp woman. Most importantly, you're going to gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor you take, you undertake, or you try, or you get involved with in any environment. Helping you build and maintain your confidence is what Ask Rosebud is all about. Tonight's subject, I didn't got several emails about it, so I felt I'd better, you know, address it. None of the emails were negative. They just was like surprised. You know, I don't want to lose no respect that I've built over the years. You know, and all you guys who have followed me for these past 6 or 7 years know, you know, I'm not very verbal when it comes to sex, and that's because of who we are and who we want to be. You know, I am by no means saying or implying that pussy is not important to any person that's really out and about, especially a man that's really doing this thing and some, what you call it, R&R. Some of you have noticed, you know, noticed this also, and you have emailed me and expressed concern, but I can't help but notice it either. I see it, and I want to talk about why these things are all based and reduced to sex. You know, the people that brought it to my attention were, like I said, they were surprised. So I'm just going to explain to you, this show is about manhood and building the confidence it takes to display your mentality about your position in life at any time and anywhere. I know, you know, people are very different, and what's good for me may not be your cup of soup, but I still have to pursue and continue on my path, and I'm sure you guys know that goes vice versa. So do you. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't have a backbone, and I'd lose all the respect I've built and earned from all the people that do keep in contact with me, and I surely don't want any of that. I make statements and hear them referred to as pimp talk, which could be no further from the truth than an actual lie. The thing is, and you have heard it on this show, pimps are top of the food chain when it comes to manhood and women. But here is where the mistake is being made. When I say something that may or may not, but let's say it does, go over your head, most of you will try to find a way to understand it. And if you can't understand it, you still want to make some sense of why you can't understand it. And in my case, you blame it on the game I was in. Let me clarify something for you guys out there. It's a well-kept secret, except from dudes like me, and that's that all women are a minuscule fraction away from being a real hoe. And a man like me knows that, which is why we don't care one iota what they did before they meet us. Now, you could be a teacher, you could be a doctor, you could be a singer, you could be a lawyer, we could care less. If you mess with a man that has principles and has dedication to his principles, it's going to be on the cracking according to what we believe, because we practice what we believe in. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, women love a man with a set of beliefs she cannot make him change. Steve, what you think about that?
I totally agree with you. I mean, guys, even when I don't agree with Rosebud, it's not that what he's saying is not right. It's just, like I say, we say the same thing just in different ways. But anyway, yeah. You're absolutely right. They are one. It's like a key to Pandora's box. They are one, like, key turn away from being the chick you jerk off to on your computers. You look at these women I always say that they're the best magicians, Rosebud, because these are the women that clean themselves up well. They fix their hair, they wear nice clothes, and they try to, quote unquote, again, act professional in certain situations. And what a lot of you gentlemen don't understand is that they are some of the dirtiest, nastiest people on this planet. It's just that it takes a man to unlock that, bud.
See, Steve, you said some really cool stuff, man. It takes a man. That Pandora's box is a good one. See, because when you, the man, stick that key in there and turn that lock, Pandora's box is full of surprises. And what you guys don't ever consider is that this woman who has the full potential to be a hoe sees you just like real hoes see you. They've been taught by the media and fools like you to flaunt they pussy as an asset. Real hoes learn from they pimp and their on-the-job training that a hard dick don't have no conscience. That's why they can charge any fool who is looking for some pussy. This is especially so if all you want is pussy. Now, I am not saying you don't suppose to want pussy. I am saying you are supposed to be a thinking man. The alpha dogs I know are fully aware of this and have ingrained into their very conscience to tap that ass last. In our business, in our thought process as being a man that controls women, no, we know that there is also no such thing as getting pussy without getting the bitch. So why don't you think ahead of the bitch? Get her. She cannot come without her pussy. She can't. There's no way you can get her without her bringing her pussy with her. Now, when a person in the know, such as myself, is at the point of getting the pussy, this woman has already been brain fucked to her satisfaction. And she displays this to me. I know this. She displays it by staying with me and waiting for me to tell her I want to tap that ass. I told you. I want all of you guys who fuck with me in my courses to have many women. I don't want you to have just one woman. I don't want you thinking in the terms of this woman is what is necessary for you to be this man you're trying to be. I want you to see, I want you to have many women. I want you to see that what women think, not what a woman think. I want you to see what women think. The way you're going about it, with your dick leading you, one woman is going to catch you and charge your ass. But you guys won't ever get to have more than one bitch because all you're hungry for pussy. And this lady, this potential hoe, is going to make sure she keeps you on full. Why? Because the bitch is going to need something, and she knows as long as you're on full, you didn't got enough pussy, you're going to do anything she asks. Now, what do you think of that, Shawnee? Mm-hmm. Gigi, is that true? What do you think?
A woman is willing to do the right thing for a man. She will be his hoe, and she'll bend over backwards, especially to a man that is confident and, like you said, that sticks to his conviction. He doesn't change it or adjust it. What he says is what he means.
Let me tell you something else. All of you guys out there have the same capability that I had before I got in the game. You have the same capabilities. And you could be the same alpha controlling man, not malicious control, but I'm talking about just a man of authority with control over who's ever dealing with him if you wanted more from a woman than some goddamn pussy. All real men have much more on their mind than how well they can fuck. But they do and can fuck. They fuck when they get ready to fuck. They don't be led by that. So the reason, this is something very important, and I want you to understand this. The reason men of my background is at the top of the chain is we have controlled our thoughts about sex to come last because we know if we get the woman, she can't leave her pussy somewhere else she think is safe. We also know if we get her pussy too quick, she going to end up trying to charge us in the long run. I have stated this before. And I'm not ashamed to say it again. Since I left the game, I will hit the pussy within our first meeting, or I won't be seeing you again. Now, this doesn't mean hitting the pussy is all that's on my mind, though. When it comes to pussy, I don't want a woman playing no games with me, which is all you guys experience. She tells you Monday, she will give you some pussy Sunday, and for the rest of the week, you being a sucker chasing this goddamn pussy. No, bitch, I want the pussy now or fuck you. That's how I am. What you think about that, Steve?
Yeah, the thing is the women don't smell, with people like us, they don't smell desperation and need for sex. They don't smell that at all. So it's like they're blinded and they don't know where we're coming from because they're not used to that. They're so used to guys pandering and caking over these women just to sniff the pussy. Y'all caking just to sniff the pussy. Y'all ain't even trying to fuck it. But she knows that. So what she will do is she will use you. Look, the reason we get the pussy off the bat is because we go ahead and put our bid in and let her know what is and not what could be. I'm not about the fairy tale bullshit about lying to her and telling her. If she fuck up and ask me, what are your intentions, I'm going to tell you what my intentions are. I'm not going to sit around here and lie to you because a man doesn't lie. And all you guys, the reason y'all are not getting pussy, because y'all are lying. They know you want to pussy. Well, so let me guess. You see her from across the street or five blocks down. You be like, yeah, man, she got the best personality in the world. Motherfucker, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You want the pussy like we do. And when you have the opportunity, you fucking bitch up like a girl And he'd be like, no, I want to get to know you better. Your personality is... go ahead, Rosebud. I'm fucking bull.
Steve, that same woman, the same woman that we talking about, Steve, she purposely put on some come-fuck-me high heels.
Yeah.
When you see her in these goddamn come-fuck-me high heels, you going to tell her you want to be her friend? She already knows she got the come-fuck-me shoes on. So she already know you lying. So to me, and I know to Steve, and I don't speak to Steve, but I do know he said too, fuck a lie. The bitch going to get ran over by a diesel truck that ain't got the headlights on. It's going to hurt just as bad. But she just should have been aware. She should have been paying attention. See, my reasoning for saying this to you is it just seems that you don't fully understand I have adapted a mentality, not the philosophy, but the mentality of a person that you have deemed to be at the top of the chain concerning women. I have adapted it in such a way that regular Joes can benefit from it. I put in my courses the very essence of what makes a man of my past so irresistible to women. And I broke it down in layman's terms for you to fully utilize to your benefit. You want to know why I did this? I did this because I am a regular Joe now. I just have a lot of experience with women, and I'm offering you the same chances to see this shit in your life. I'm not encouraging any one of you to go out and try to become a pimp. Get that through your head. I left pimping. All I'm trying to do is get those of you who are inclined to do it to mature into that alpha dog that's in you. The confidence my courses build is real, and many of my alumni have been on these shows to verify what they've gotten from them. And the most common thing they say is that they don't actually have to run around trying to catch a woman to speak to in the club because of how often they get approached first now. They all admit it's the confidence they learned how to display and attract women with it.
Can I say something real quick, Rosebud?
Yeah.
And guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 347-838-8420. Press 1. We would love to hear your thoughts and help you out. But, guys, what y'all don't understand is I know a lot of you guys are thinking when Rosebud is saying that they walk up to those guys, you know what? They walk up to you and say the same thing. But what y'all don't understand is they don't just walk up to you and say, well, I want to fuck you. Come on, let's go fuck right now. They don't say that. What they do is they'll start light conversations with you. They'll ask you stupid-ass questions. They'll bring up something funny just to test the waters out to see what you're going to do next. And it is that thing you do next is going to be the determination of you are going to get the ass or you're going to be that guy that's going to be giving the money while we get the ass. But
see, man, I'm telling you, man, this is why – I just love co-hosting with you, man. I say left, you say right, but we both meet in the goddamn middle. It's just so cool, man. You told them, I don't know, it may have went over their head, man. You guys have to be serious. You have to make decisions. You have to be the kind of guy that when you get that chance, you are not so flustered by the opportunity that you can go on and produce the conversation that's going to get you the action you want. None of the guys that I dealt with in my courses had that knowledge or the gumption to do what they're doing until those courses laced them. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. There is no way I can say with a straight face that you don't need skills in the bedroom. You do. You need skills in the bedroom. You need knowledge of women. You need to know how to make that move. You need this stuff. All of this is complementary to the whole package of a man. You can't have one. You can. I mean, the one you could have that would kind of serve you the fucking best is if you could just fuck like a motherfucker and you know how to catch. I mean, you know, some people like that. If you can just do it, that's cool. But what I'm really saying is you need to know how to handle a woman in the bed, and I've never had any complaints, and that's because of my mentality. But what the fuck do you do after that? Where do your fucking skills take you after you done fucking? See, I know where my skills are taking any woman I just fucked. And I certainly am not depending on how well I fucked her to know where I'm going with her. And no, for your information, she will not be hoeing. I have so much more shit I want a bitch to do for me now since I have graduated from being a pimp, kind sirs. Don't get it twisted about me. I am no longer a pimp and have absolutely zero desire to be one. But does that mean I am supposed to forget how much game I got or how I affect women? Does that mean I should not share this knowledge I have with you out there who want to use it? My desire is to become an internationally acclaimed motherfucker in my own right. I'm going to accomplish this through my writings and my confidence courses. I'm an accomplished author, 20 novels, 3 documentaries that I've written in finance, 3 children's games that I've invented that teaches them about numbers, putting them together in history. I have hella shit to tell a bitch after I fuck her that'll turn her on to me more, much more than any dick could ever do. I'm already in her head because I have the confidence it takes to get there and the knowledge to stay. I'll fuck a bitch and have her buy my next 1,000 units that I need to sell. Or I'll fuck a bitch and have her get my graphics done for my next book cover. Or I'll fuck a bitch and have her buy whatever I need for my next project's completion. Hell fucking no. I do not believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. But I will say this. I do believe it is essential for someone to be trusted enough by you to tell you some deep secrets about the bedroom. I think my man Steve can assuredly handle you in that regard. This motherfucker got techniques. He got moves. I've learned from him. I'll try to talk to you about what you can get from a woman by showing her you are a serious alpha man with serious shit on your mind that needs to be tended. If you can't do nothing for me except help me come, fuck you, bitch. That's how I think. And I want you all to think that way. And you will with the help of my courses. Now, I want you to understand what I just said. And hopefully we can continue to have these discussions because you can't tell me they don't help you. You can't tell me the information, no matter how diverse it is not directing you in a more positive fashion than before you heard it. I have my partner Steve who has tails, and I have heads. Together we have you covered from both sides of the playing field. I know women will give you the world if you know how to get at them about it. You don't have to want what I want from a woman, but the sooner you realize you have to want something, the sooner you'll realize your deepest desires in life. Don't be mad at me because I could use and rely on skills that none of you have. Don't be mad at me because I want more from a woman than some damn pussy. And I am not saying you shouldn't TTA when the time has come. Well, for you squares, TTA, that's tap that ass. Everything is possible. And the only way you won't get it done is if you do not get up and do it. Your confidence is waiting on your move. The next woman in your life is waiting on your move. Get your shit fixed. Get your mind well. Stop ailing in the game of dating and get what you want from a woman. You all accept that if it's at all possible, any woman you are fucking will charge you. What I don't understand is why don't you want something from her besides her pussy? It's obvious you accept she wants something else from you besides your dick. All she gave you was some pussy, and she really believes she can ask you for whatever she needs because of it. Why can't you do the same? You gave her some dick. I've always been one to believe fair exchange is in no way robbery. If her sex organ is worth gifts, so is mine.
See? That's right. That is so right.
Gigi, come on with it. Let me hear you.
That is so right. It is. It's a fair exchange. I don't understand why, the one is more powerful than the other. And you spoke on so much. Listen, when you have enough confidence, you can have a woman knowing you have another woman. It's not even a pimp thing. It's called being polyamorous nowadays or whatever. But if you know how to be honest, like Rosebud is telling you and Steve, you can have whatever makes you happy, and everyone will be happy. All that cheating and all that in between, that's just so lame. Yes, 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 that's all I have to say.
Listen, you said a mouthful. You could write 5 chapters of a book with what you just said. That was a mouthful because it's coming from a woman who is actually telling you the truth about what she thinks. So So you guys, listen, you know, I may sound harsh or whatever right now, but this is tough love, man. I don't want you to have one woman. I don't want you to run around chasing this one woman. That's what fucks you up. You get that woman and you get that pussy, and instead of you realizing you know how to get pussy, you just don't get that pussy. No, man, go get others' pussy so you'll know women. I don't want you to know a woman. Now, of course, down the line, when you didn't got your shit together and you know how not to be manipulated by some pussy like Steve or I, man, you can choose a woman if you want to choose one, man. But don't choose the woman because you got the pussy. That's what's wrong. You get the pussy's good, and after a while the pussy ain't good, then the bitch ain't shit. No, man, make sure the bitch is something before you, well, I ain't going to say before you get it, because in my square-ass days, I knocked the pussy off first. But I know what I'm finna get. I know what I'm finna do. I know what I'm bringing to the what cards I'm bringing to the table, and I have set up and read one of my novels, a chapter or two to a woman, so she'll know I'm not full of shit. I got some a book about women that win and their kids and stuff. I read that stuff, man. They start crying and just think I'm such a such a great guy. But what I'm really saying is I got shit to say. So you can't do what I do. You can do what I've done, and what I've done was build on one fact after another. The fact that I knew what to say made me go get that pussy. The fact I can get that pussy made me want it from another bitch. The fact that I got it from another bitch made me want it from another one, and on and on. And before I knew it, pussy didn't really rule me. I ruled pussy. This is a very important distinction that I want to make that you have to understand. You know, if pussy rules you, you're going to be charged. I don't mean if you a motherfucker that's wanting to get some pussy and you like, you know, out looking for some pussy, you're going to get charged. I don't mean that. I mean if all you think about is getting pussy because you don't get it, then you are subject to be charged. See?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I, you know, guys, it is like a fine line that you have to walk here, because on one end, you don't want to be the guy that doesn't know what he's doing. But on another end, you need to really show her that, you know what, I have a life. See, the thing that y'all guys understand about having a life and showing her that, you know, your pussy ain't going to make me do anything I don't want to do is the fact that some women out there want to have one-night stands with you. They don't want relationships. They just want to just fuck maybe for one night, maybe for a weekend. Mm-hmm. But by your behaviors, you're showing them that, you know what, you're going to be needy. And they don't want a needy guy. That's their emotional drive as a woman. It's a female trait to be needy. They don't want that from a guy. They want someone that has some type of leadership skills, some guy that, look, you know what? Hey, say what? Hey, the pussy was good, but you know what? It ain't going to make or break me. It ain't going. You ain't going to ruin my day because I can't get it. And when you have the confidence that you can fuck, it's not about what can your pussy do for me? It's about what can my dick do for you. And I'll be goddamn, like Rosebud said, there's no way. Look, guys, look, I will always say I've never been a pimp. Never, ever been one. But I'm going to tell you this much. There's no way in your hell, guys, that I'm going to be with a woman and she's not going to be sacrificed to the great dick god of me. You got me fucked up. She's got to pay her toll, her ticket, and roll her fruit at my feet. And that means she's going to be doing shit for me. Just because, guess what? Just being around me to her is good enough. That's all she wants, is to have me around her, because she loses control when she's around a guy like me. Guys, if
Steve,
y'all want to call
in. Steve,
let
me say something. Steve, excuse me. I'm sorry to cut you off. But what you just said has to be repeated, man. What you just said is the essence of being a real motherfucker, man. She has to be excited and almost overwhelmed just by getting to be around me, let alone touching me, let alone me kissing her. I'm just saying, I will do all of that and more, but what I am saying, she's going to have to show me she's creaming just from being around me. And I can tell, because they ain't going to stay around you when you're demanding shit unless they want to be with you, you know. You bitch, do this, whatever. I don't care. I'm telling you to do it. I want you to do it. And I'm just saying, if you don't do it, I ain't going to be mad at you. I'm just not fucking with you. So that's how I am, and I'm confident enough to cut you loose. I ain't got to deal with you. I'm not sprung on how much fun I had with you last night jumping up and down in the bed. I'm sprung on me. What? We got a call. I want to talk to you. Make sure, listen, all you callers that's on the line, if you have a question, make sure you press 1 so that we can see you have a question. We'll get right to you.
I got you, Rosewood. The call number is 347-838-8420. And this is the thing I want to say to you guys. You have an opportunity right here, guys. You have an opportunity that you have a double dose of bad motherfuckers that can guide you. You know, there are no dumb questions, but you just listening, you won't be able to incorporate what we're saying unless we can hear the problems and issues that you're having. But you do what you want to do. If you don't want to sleep on the ass, out on the ass and titties, it's cool. I'm sorry, bud. Go ahead, man.
No. I appreciate that, man, because they do need to know. All you have to do is use this number, 347-838-8420. There is no stupid question. Yes, it is. The stupid question is the question you don't ask. That is
there you
the
go.
Question. So what I'm saying to you, bro, is that all you have to do is call. We like dealing with real-life experiences. Of course, we can speak in theory as we're doing, but it's more purposeful for us to deal with real-life situations. That's why it's important for you to call. But until you do, I just have so much more to say. Speaking in terms of men, alpha men, there is no such thing as one style. There is a such thing as alpha men, and therein lies many styles. There, what makes that alpha person that is, let's say, going left, and I'm going right, but we both feel alpha, what makes him able to be alpha is that he's not, you know, in the least bit insecure about taking a different path. He's going to take a different path, and he's quite certain that he's going to get there to the end just like I am. So what, he's going a different direction. I don't really care you take a different path than me. All I care about is you establishing who you are to that woman. You establishing what you want from that woman. You taking that woman and letting her know you are not afraid to grab her waist and snatch her ass up to you and look at her in her eyes and kiss her eyelids. You let her know that you are not one of these cupcake-looking dudes. Can I look at you? You know, can I touch your hand?
Can I hold your hand? Can I hold your hand? Is it okay if I put my arm around you and look at your eyes? I mean, guys, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
And when they do put their arm around, it feels like a feather. When I put my arm around that woman, I'm finna make her feel my weight, and I'm finna drag her, not necessarily in really the word drag, but I mean pull her to me and let her know, look, baby, I want you here with me. And she gonna look at me and smile. Is that right, Gigi?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We need to know that a man is present.
They need to know that a man is present. They don't want to give a damn about you got a 4.0. Because let me tell you something. I got a 4.0 in my master's, and I believe I've been spoke to at least 49 or 50 women since then, and none of them know that. Because that's not important for me. I don't need to tell no broad I'm smart. She know that. By listening to me talk and listening to me listen to her, because she can hear that I'm listening to her. She can hear that from what I say. Man, women are thinkers, and they don't think no further than you lead them. If you lead them to where you at, then you don't have nothing to say next, man. You got to lead them to where you was 10 minutes ago. That's how I talk. That's how I catch. Because what they said, I'm already prepared for, because they following my lead. They don't know it. I know it. I watch it. I make sure that they follow my lead. Because you know what? I'm animated while I'm talking. I'm moving. I'm making sure I move left or right, up and down. That woman's eyes is following me. When I see that, I know I got her. And when I really see her follow me like that, all I do is ease myself up closer. Look, this is Steve, let me ask you something, man. First, What do you have to say, Steve? I'm saying a lot of stuff. I hope you understand what I'm saying, but, you know, what do you have
I don't understand you. I overstand you, number one. But
thank you, brother.
Number two is this, guys. It's nothing in the world when you are laying in the bed with her naked after you got done fucking her, and she'll sit there and look at you and say, oh, my God, I am so glad that you grabbed me. I'm so glad that you took control. I'm so glad. It rose what you don't talk about. Then that's when they give you
yes,
all the
sob
stories. You know, yeah, I remember, you know, because my last boyfriend, husband, this guy, you know, I gave him all the signals and he just wouldn't do anything. This is it's called a breath of fresh air, Rosebud. But please, what was the question that you had, man?
Well, Steve, my question, it wasn't really a question. It was just a statement. And I know you'll confirm it, but when you did actually with what you said, because I was going to say, when you grab a woman, Steve, and you pull her toward, not so aggressive that you've got her down there falling. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm saying you do it with some authority. You pull her next to you, and almost 9 out of 10 times when her hip hits your hip, what happens? Steve, that was going to be my question, you know.
Yeah, y'all already up on each other, but, you know, but you got to smell good, guys. You got to brush your motherfucking gum. I mean, you can't,
yes.
Steve, you can't be doing all this, you can't be doing all this shit.
Steve, I don't know how many bottles of cologne you have, but I have 87. I have little shelves that I have my cologne on because I am not smelling the same 2 days in a row, not even 30 days. I have enough to last for months to smell different. Because it's very important for you to represent what this woman wants. This woman wants a man that is not only capable, but is hygiene. You have to have correct hygiene. You can't, you know, oh, I just, you know, the woman getting ready to get busy with you and she catch older and you come, oh, I just don't care. You know, come on, man. You can't do that. You can't have shit on your teeth when you're trying to smile, man. You can't do that. You know, if a tooth is missing, then, you know, that's that. You got to deal with that. But get that taken care of. My thing is to represent what the woman wants. And the woman wants a man. She does not want some pretendo, half-ass, fake, slick, half-slick, whatever he is, dude saying shit she didn't heard before. If you ever, any one of you, ever say something to a woman that she has never heard before, you need to go to the Guinness Book of Records, because that's it's impossible. Women have heard every damn thing you can say except the truth. They don't get
there's something they rarely hear, and that's, come here over here. Bring your little ass over here. Come here, girl.
Oh,
they
man.
Haven't heard that.
That's
that
my favorite time. Line. They don't hear that because dudes are scared to be aggressive like that.
They
don't hear that. Say it again, man.
Yeah.
Get your ass over here, man. Bring that sexy ass over here. Come here, girl.
Bring that little ass up. Even if the girl weighs 210,
bring that
me,
little
I know
sexy
you
ass over
Steve,
here.
Steve, you don't fuck with this, man, but I'm saying even if she weighs 210, you know, bring that little ass over here, motherfucker.
Well, no, I can't. I don't want to hurt my shoulders and shit. You got it.
Y'all
ain't
right. Y'all ain't
fuck that
Steve,
shit.
Steve, like, you know, on the perfect tip. You know what I'm saying? As far as this
version. No, I ain't say perfect. I ain't trying to pull a Precious or Nell Carter. That shit going to hurt my shoulders and shit.
No, I don't think I'd be pulling presses over Steve, I would say bring your big old motherfucking ass over here to presses.
I know, that's right.
Hey, we ain't, Steve, we ain't blind. We can see, so why front? You know, we ain't got a front. We going to be real. But, Gigi, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know you're married and all that stuff, but before you was married, how long was it? Maybe it was your husband that did it, so if he did it before him, how long had it been when somebody sent tingles through your spine by the way they approached you and said something to you?
Sent tingles through my spine? How long? What do you mean, how long has it been?
I take it as never.
That? My husband does that, but in my past,
well, of course he does.
Yeah, in my past, I had an open relationship because I wanted.
That's
I wasn't.
Enough said, Ms. Gigi. I know for a fact that it has never happened to you.
No, so, I'm saying. No, wait.
Well, your husband, hey, besides your husband, it has never happened besides him. So what I'm saying is this is my point. My point is if you know, if you have what I have or know, you can send tingles through a woman's spine. They will tell you because I've had it told to me. It's because of what you do. See, a lot of you guys don't understand, man. You got to make your eye expression reflect the sentence you just said. And you got to let all gestures and movements of your body emphasize what you said. This is how you send the tingle through the woman's spine. It's not that what you said was so fantastic that it sends, you know, tingles through her. It's that what you're doing as you speak to her is hella exciting. Now, Shani, does that explain a little bit? Oh, excuse me, not Shani, Gigi. I'm sorry.
Yes, it explains everything.
Okay, so go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it wasn't that they didn't send tingles through my spine, because in my open relationship, I had both a woman and a man, so I had lots of tingles. But, I mean, you guys are teaching people confidence and honesty, and if you're not a person that wants to be committed to one individual, as I know you don't like, but as an ex-pimp, you know how to it's an open relationship with benefits. You know what I'm saying? But for those of you who really can't be in a committed relationship and you want to go out there and do what you want to do, all of this comes within the confidence building that these two individuals on this line are giving you tonight. So don't limit your options. And that's
well,
all the same thing, too, as well.
I'm glad you said that. Because, see, to clear or further that statement, see, you don't I don't want you to want one woman. I don't. I want you to want women. Half of you have never actually had a steady woman. So why get one? Be out there and learn how to deal with women. You don't learn that with one woman. This one woman does not represent different attitudes. This woman represents her attitude. I'm not saying she's a bad girl. She's a good girl, if that's the case. No, so what? You want to see the bad attitude, the good attitude, the in-between attitude. You want to see all the attitudes, the freak attitude. You know, you want to see the motherfucker that just want to fuck you every time you see her. You want to see the motherfucker that want to have some kind of meaningful relationship before you. You want to see all these fucking broads so you can choose the right one for you, period. And Gigi, something else. You said that you had a lot of tingles sent up and down your spine, which I'm not going to doubt. But my question in that regard is, were you, during that time, looking for a relationship?
Absolutely not, and I made that very clear from
okay.
the beginning.
Now, let me ask you this other question. And guys out there, you got to understand, a master is at work here. Anyway, Gigi, I'm willing to bet, that's what attracted you to your man, that tingle, that tiny difference during something you regularly involve yourself in.
Yes, it did. Yes, it was.
And it was the tingle, was it not?
It was a tingle, but the tingle wasn't something sexual. It was actually a tingle in my brain. He hit something verbally when we first met. Which
I keep saying, Shani, I'm sorry. Gigi, listen to me. What I'm saying to you is, remember when I mentioned tingle for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever say anything about sex?
Not at all.
Because it's not about sex. It's about what your man did. He tingled that brain. Like I said earlier, when it's time to get to pussy, I done already satisfied the brain. She is mine. And that's what your man did. He may not have plotted it out the way I'm saying plotted out, but since he was evidently okay with himself and how he carried himself, he was able to handle you. And this is the important fact that we need to understand tonight, that, you know, sex is great. Sex is very fucking important. But you ain't going to really catch that broad unless you could, you know, satisfy that mind. in a sexual manner. Because the tingling, although tingling could be, because when my foot falls asleep, you didn't have that, you know, before you foot. That's a tingling. I don't feel no sexual, you know, I don't feel nothing sexual about that. The tingling has to be related to sex. And it will be if you are a man making a woman tingle. She's going to automatically think about, what the hell would he do to me in the bed? I got to be cool. See, you quiet over there, brother.
No, she's already, she's going to be thinking about the tingle when guys like us just start speaking to them, because our language that we speak, oh, shit, here we go. You ready? Nishnok. Nash. Nichnok. Nish. No, no, dika, ka. Shiknok. Nik, 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 nok, nish. Ha, dikna. And all we saying is, hey, how you doing? My name is Steve.
For those of you that don't know, you know, we, Steve and I, we are Klingons. We are
not from this planet.
And we ain't from this planet. That's what we're saying. And we just was speaking. And all we was doing just now was saying, hey, Steve, what's going on? Hey, Rosebud, how you doing? Man, nothing. Just trying to fuck around on this show. Hey, but it sounded so strong, didn't it? It sounded like we was like, nah, man, that's because we just motherfuckers, man. We do it like that. That's how we roll. You have to speak the language.
Yeah, the language has to be spoken, but for you guys out there, you know, the thing that you got to understand, some women have this, and it goes all the way back to nature as far as wanting to sleep with the alpha male and having the traits and qualities of the alpha male. It is something that, like Gigi, got the tingle in her head. When a woman runs up on an alpha male, a strong man, that she automatically is thinking way beyond. Matter of fact, let me tell you how fucked up she's thinking. She's already thinking about her brew of kids that she is going to have with us, because she doesn't want any wimpy loser kids. She's like, I'm going to give him a son. I can give him a son. I'm going to give him a son. Oh, my God. I want to fuck him, and I want to keep this motherfucker, because you know what? It's hard. It is hard to find those things. She goes through life every day, like Rosebud said. She gets hit on and all this other stuff, all the caking and just cupping and all this other bullshit, y'all, the pandering. But when I walk up to her and talk to her, she's like, damn, just like in nature, she knows what she's going to get her ass into. And she knows her knees are going to be pressed up against her shoulders, and she's going to be coming, and she's going to have a good time. And it don't even have to be the sex. It's just me spending time with her, laughing, giggling, twirling her around, joking, playing, but then changing. Hey, look, I call it shifting gears. Then shifting gears from the playfulness to, like, come over here real quick. Why don't you get close to me? But you know what? And I'll toss the Rosebud, but the thing that upsets her the most is when she's around you guys, she's got to kind of force you to do shit. She's got to sit there and say stupid shit like, oh, it's kind of chilly out here. And you're like, okay, here's my jacket. Really? Motherfucker, I know it's chilly outside. I'm automatically going to get you right next to me to keep your body warm, so you won't even have to say the shit. That's what she wants, and that's where the tingle comes in. Rosebud?
Steve, see, what you said a lot, which you always do when you talk, but what you really said that I know went over their head is that when you get ready or make the decision to say something to this woman, see, you get her attention from however you do it, but it's not in a wimpy manner, you know, all that. Excuse me, can you have a minute? No, Steve, I don't know what you're going to say, but you're going to say something like, get your little ass over here, but you're going to say something loud enough for her to hear it, so she ain't got a strain to hear you. You're going to be looking right at her so she'll know who you're talking to, and when she responds, you're not going to stutter. You're not going to stammer. You're not going to make yourself seem like you wasn't prepared for her to respond positively, like it's such a shock that now I got to think of what to say. See, this is what you guys do that let the woman know you are not her type of guy. So she's going to string you along as best she can, especially if you're, like, willing to buy drinks. You know, you're willing to be this backdoor guy, this dude didn't want to sneak around, you know. Women, they understand this. They totally understand this. We men are Mack trucks, and we drive in the highest gear possible so that we can go as fast as motherfucking possible. And if you don't get out the way, you're getting ran over. And women that get ran over want it to get ran over because it doesn't hurt. It just brings you into this man that's driving, brings you into where he's coming from. Some women run, get out the way. But the women that stay there, especially the women that stay with me, because they know right after I run them over, I'm going to scoop them up because they're going to lay on the ground and my truck is going to drive over them. And I'm going to reach under there as I'm speeding and grab them and pull them up into the cabin and tell them, what motel we going to, girl? Because I'm hitting it after that. Mm-hmm. I want the woman to think I'm Superman. Of course, you know, I'm an old dude, so I don't have very much strength. I got to do a lot of thinking.
Even Superman, for y'all old school, if y'all get a chance, y'all need to see Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, because I always say I got the Willy Wonka golden ticket, goddammit. And
Willy Wonka,
have to
that was
earn
Johnny
it.
Depp, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, the one before that, and we know old school the 70s shit, but I'm just saying that with Gene Wilder, I think that motherfucker, but anyway, for you guys out there, is that you don't realize that the strength is in you. When you are pandering, she doesn't give a fuck about you. But when she realizes that, you know what, I'm selfish. And what I mean by selfish is I mean that is a guy that says, I love me so much, I can say no to a woman and sleep like a baby that same night. Because I don't need, look, your pussy ain't the only pussy on this planet. And that mindset right there, she's going to hate you. She's going to get mad at you. But you know what she's going to do? She's going to run right over to Gigi ass and be like, I can't believe he would say something like that to me. And all she doing the whole day until Gigi say, girl, just go fuck him. Why? Because that's all she's thinking about, but she just cannot understand how, wait a second. See, what y'all don't understand, and guys, y'all want to call in the numbers 347-838-8420, and this is the big secret, that women are so fucking insecure is ridiculous. And the fact that they're insecure, the fact that a guy like Rosebud tells her, you know what, your pussy ain't all that, it fucks her world up, because why? All she's used to hearing since she was a little fucking girl is how beautiful, how cute she was, and how she pandered for Valentine's Day gifts. Then she run up a Rosebud that flips the script on her, and she's like, oh, my God, he doesn't think I'm attractive. What's wrong with me? I mean, she doesn't – look, y'all can give her a million, y'all are cute, but what she wants to hear that shit from Rosebud. She doesn't give a fuck from y'all motherfuckers because y'all say it all the time. She's trying to get him to say it. Because he's not saying it, because he's saying, you know what? You ain't shit until you prove otherwise. But
Steve, you know what, man? In my book, Rosebud the American Pimp, what started me out, I was in like the sixth grade, seventh grade, and I had my brother Gipso. He had so many women, man. And I just wanted to know, how do you have all those women, man? He told me, be chicken shit, John. Be chicken shit. Women want what they can't have. And I swear to God, I never lost that. I have always believed that. And it has always shown to be true. If she can get you to break something that is a principle of yours, you'll never have her. If she can't, she will be trying for the next 15, 20 years to get you to break that principle. And when she gets you to do it, she's going to be gone, maybe. But 20 years, you probably will have her. I had women that long. All the women I had, 15, 20 years. You know, I had a lot of them three nights or whatever, too. But I had a lot of women stay with me for years at a time because of how I thought about making me the prize. Steve, another thing you said that was really important was being selfish. You know, you got to be selfish. What you guys don't understand about the power of being selfish and conceited is that, see, women identify with that. Women totally identify with selfishness and conceit because they're always the finest in their group of girlfriends. You know, they always want to get the best-looking dude that can do the most for them. You know, they don't want to share the wealth with their girlfriends. They want to be friends with their girlfriends and, you know, talk about their conquests and shit. But when they meet a selfish and conceited dude, See, that actually tells them that pussy is just one among many that I can hit. You have taken away from her her biggest weapon. Now she has to rely on herself.
You take the power out of the pussy
out the game, and that motherfucking bitch is going to have to be herself. She's going to have to rely on who she is.
Lost. Rosebud, she's lost because she's all her
totally
fucked
lost,
up life,
you're right.
She's been dangling that pussy around like on Roadrunner, like a carrot on a stick, just making y'all motherfuckers dance and do jigs for that pussy, not even getting it. And then all of a sudden, a mother like me come along and be like, guess what? The pussy ain't shit to me. She's like, oh, what do I have? What else do I have? And then she's going, just the fact that you take the power out of the pussy fucks her up because she can't. It's rare that she runs into a guy like that, but when she does, she's like, oh shit, you know the first thing that comes to her mind, this guy's been fucking. Not only is he fucking, he's got a bunch of women. Because only a guy who is fucking and has a bunch of women can put me in my place without even putting me in my place. Goddamn, Rosebud.
Hey, Steve, and see, the thing about Gigi, I hear you there, and I, Gigi, what you have to say about that?
I mean, I'm taking notes. I hope everybody does have their pencils or crayons and they're writing this down, because it's honesty and it works, and it's really not all about the sex, but the sex is great. I mean, the confidence and letting a person know what you want from the beginning. From the very beginning, not later on, not trying to figure it out, not in between, from the very beginning will get you exactly what you desire.
See, this is selfish. This is a form of selfishness. I want her to know from the get-go what time it is. Now, if you want to be one of these guys that, you know, considered a woman and all that, well, I want to do that, but maybe I'll just see what's going on with her date. You know, before I do that. No, she ain't going to. When you come with that, what's going on with you shit, she already did check the box. L7 square ain't got nothing for me except for some money. She didn't check the box in her mental mind. You know, she has a list that she checks when you hit on her. If you pass, let's say the first thing is how you approach, and she gives you a check because it was cool. Okay, that was cool. Then what he said next, she gives you a check. That was cool. But then how he carry himself, how he handle himself, he comes on cool, but down the line he lose steam. Otherwise, he was faking in the beginning. Because if you ain't you ain't going to lose no steam. Go ahead, Steve.
I always say this, guys, and I always tell you guys, the reason I tell you guys don't buy dinners and drinks for women is because you're doing it to fuck. See, when I used to do it, I used to call one chick up to ask her to go to dinner, and she's all excited, but she don't realize I asked another chick across town to go to dinner. Why? Because you know what? I just wanted some eye candy and a little company. I don't need to fuck them because I can fuck them anytime I want to fuck them. So and when it comes to drinks, I don't buy a woman a drink because I'm trying to fuck her. I buy a drink because, you know what, maybe I'm sipping on, you know, my orange juice and pineapple, you know, because I don't drink.
Yes.
And I just want to hang out and chat, you know what I mean? So, everything y'all doing is for the ass. And that's why y'all not getting any ass. Gigi?
Steve, you know what? It's something that they don't realize, and we got to impress upon them. You can think of something that you may refer to as cupcake that when you speak to, let's say, a Peter. But Peter is on the first level of a 12-step program of becoming a man. You are already on the 13th step. So when you decide something, you're deciding it because it's a decision you made. You're not deciding to make this decision so I can get this pussy. Otherwise, I don't buy drinks either unless she made me see that I should leave her alone right now. She did that in like 30 seconds. I might buy her a drink. Hey, girl, it's good to know somebody real like that. I ain't trying to waste my time, you know. But about buying somebody a drink because I'm sitting talking with her, my thing is to see if she's worthy of me buying a drink. And
yeah,
see that.
Qualified.
Exactly. Wait. But the way they qualify is she offers to buy me a drink. See, I'm not sitting to buy no drink. But if she offered to buy me a drink, girl, you got to be out your mind. Let me support my goddamn real females. You understand? I'm finna buy you a drink. I'm going to make a big deal, too.
How many times you walk up to a woman and say, hey, when you going to buy me a drink? when you going to buy me a drink?
No, I never did that. Never. What I have done is walk up to a woman saying, drinks on me or you? And they smile. And I say, well, it must be you.
There you go. There you go.
You do it the way you do it. I do it the way I do it. But we do the same thing
same
because
result.
We cling on,
same
baby.
Result.
We ain't trying play no games, man. This girl sitting up there got her lipstick all shiny and stuff. You know, you can tell she ain't even licked her tongue across her lips. Her lips so shiny, and she's just waiting. She's salivating, waiting for some food to come up there. Come out. Hey, how's your baby going?
Rosebud, not only salivating, but guys, y'all understand this. She's nervous because you have just taken her out of her comfort zone, the zone she's always been in all her life to control you motherfuckers. We are finally outside of her comfort zone, and she's lost. She has no idea because guess what? He ain't paying her for my pussy. He kind of smooth. He's laid back. God damn it. I tell you guys all the time, you know y'all do this all the time. You walk down the street, you look at somebody, and you always say, damn, look at that loser over there. Guy you don't even know. I tell you all the time. It's the same thing with a woman that knows a guy who can fuck. You know, y'all see like Angelina Jolie. I mean, oh, man, she looks like she can fuck. She looks dirty and nasty and freaky. That's what they do when they see us by our attitude we display. But?
Well, you know, man, Angelina Jolie, she never did turn me on, but she do look like she'd be a good motherfucking role.
She look like, yeah, she
but
like she could suck this dick.
You know what, though? She do look like she could do that, goddammit. That's for sure. But you know what? I'm going to be very honest with you. In my opinion, there's nothing like a sultry fucking voice. Fucking woman, I walk up to that goddamn woman, and she have a sultry voice. I have to make sure I pull my list of rules out because I'm about to break some of these motherfuckers if I don't rule them. If I don't read these motherfuckers, because this Gigi, you know I'm talking about your damn voice. But anyway, I'm just saying, man, a sultry voice is really wonderful to me. But it won't take me off my doggone bicycle that I'm riding. I'm riding the bicycle that's finna try to get your ass on the back seat. And this is like, we used to call them with the banana seat back in the day on the little stingrays. It was a seat for two. And man, we was cool as hell because we could ride the bike backwards. And we could sit on the banana seat facing the broad in the back. Yeah, she knew what time it was. All we had to find was an empty house. Hey, if you guys ain't got no plans like that from childhood, you ain't got no plans like that in adulthood. And
you made a great point, and this is the problem that happened to a lot of you guys. And real quick, if y'all want to call in, 347-838-8420, press 1. See, Rosebud said something that was very deep and very good. And you know what? And SpongeBob has you, because I have kids. I watch SpongeBob SquarePants. The thing that he says he used in one show is called imagination. See, a lot of you guys out there, you think just because you're an adult doesn't mean you can be a fucking kid and have fun. You understand something. You know, as kids, we lived to do going adventures. We lived to play. We didn't have those kind of fears. We would climb a tree. We'd climb a house. We'd climb a roof. We would do anything because, you know what, it was an adventure, and we could talk about it and be that. For some reason, you guys have lost that child in you where you think everything is serious. Oh, I got to be this way. I got to be that way. You know what? Hell no. I'm telling you, if you can make a woman laugh, and again, this goes back to what Rose been saying, because I'm sure he could have – conversations even about him riding that fucking bike that will impress her more than anything that y'all could possibly say. Rosebud.
Hey, see, Steve, you're just so right, man. What impresses a woman is you being able to take any situation or subject and elaborate on it as if it was your topic of the day. So this requires confidence, fellas. You can't halfway believe in yourself. You got to 150% believe in yourself. Matter of fact, 3,000%. You have to believe in your ability. And the way you make yourself know it, that you have these abilities, is to, goddamn it, practice. You got to practice it. I'm telling you, you guys don't believe this. Women practice facial expressions when they reject you. Well, if he's a big nerd, I'm a look like this and say, please, you know, get out of here, whatever. You know, they practice what they do. That's why they do it so intimidatingly. They intimidate the hell out of you when they say, what'd you say? You know, and you say, I said, when they ask me, what did I say? I just tell them, clean your goddamn ears out because I ain't used to repeating myself. You know, she's going to say, damn, who are you? Wouldn't you like to know? I'm gone. You know, hey, you know, they're going to follow me. They're going to come somewhere around me. They're going to come somewhere in my space. They don't have to walk up to me and say nothing. But I know if I done came at them like that and they come anywhere near me, they want to fuck with me. I know that. Gigi, what you think of that?
Sorry about that. Yes, I do absolutely, positively agree. They're saying that a sense of humor is a mega bitch breaker. That's what's been said. So you are on point. The ladies are listening to you as well as the gentlemen. So,
well, I'm glad they are. I'm glad they are. See, it's another thing that is a very important part. This is when you didn't already actually didn't had a lot of women and you're not insecure about pussy and shit. You know, you got yourself together. Now you can start concentrating on other aspects of being a man. And one thing Steve mentioned is humor. It's something that nobody could really believe about me. Man, I could be a comedian. I have my woman rolling in the bed. We talk about all kinds of things. And I'm just making it funny as hell. We laugh like we looking at Mike Epps or somebody, you know, because the shit is funny. Now, of course, that's my woman, so I ain't really got to do that, but I do that with other women also. And when you actually have a woman, excuse me, when you actually have a woman that don't chuckle, don't giggle, you know, actually laugh, and you hear her laugh, man, you so close to hitting that shit that you don't really realize it, man. One more laugh, and you got her. Because you opened her up to somewhere she ain't used to be in. That's
she wide open. Her,
I'm telling you,
wide
Steve.
Open. Man, let me tell you what. She's so wide open because the laughter is going to turn into oh my God.
That's
oh, I got
right.
That's
right.
I was going to go. Hey, look, I will water fight, pillow fight. I will blow bubbles at you. I will run and play tag with you. We'll play freeze tag, mother may I, Marco Polo. I don't care. I'm going to be up. Look, we're going to have fun. Matter of fact, what I even do is I even lie on you and play dead. You like on the TV shows, I'd be like, oh, okay, baby. And then I just like act like I'm dead, and I just pause there with my eyes over the shit. How'd I do, baby? She, oh, you're crazy. I said, this is how I die. You know, but that's what I'm saying, guys. And it's not just, I mean, guys, when's the last time your woman, well, y'all ain't got women, because like, I'm A. Rose, but you know, like I always tell you, I'm the motherfucker that will jump in the bathtub with my clothes on, my woman taking a bath, because
yeah.
I don't give a fuck, because I'm fun, I'm exciting. And you know what, guys, the thing about fun and exciting, it draws women like flies on shit, because all they doing is sitting around drinking and everything is, you know, boring and nothing's going on. Matter of fact, guys, real quick, I want to say this real quick, is that even back in my day when they were karaoke used to come on, you know, everybody used to go on there and sing them stupid at it. I will always look. Dog, I would say, hey, man, y'all will get some pussy, follow me. I want you to be air guitar, air bass, air drums. I will get up on the stage. I would have bitches put money in my pocket because I'm going around dancing and grinding with women, twirling them around when I sing, and then all I got to do when I'm done is pick what chair or what table I want to sit on. Like, oh, my God, you're so crazy. That's why I say, gotcha, bitch.
Gotta. Got her right there. You're so crazy, and I'm so wet. Does it go together?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Hey, they don't understand, man. You know, listen to me. I know you probably think I'm harping on this, but I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. You are experiencing all these things that you cannot do because you're not confident enough to do it. You know, it's not some magic shit that, you know, Steve said he'll jump in the bathtub, but he says he don't care. I disagree. I say he jumps in the bathtub with his clothes because he do care. He care about representing what he talking about. Nothing is more important than having fun, being doing what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, because I'm a man, alpha man. I ain't got time for no rules other than what I believe in. My tenets is what moves me, what drives me. And when that woman realizes you have a set of tenets, that's another thing. You got a set of tenets. Now, we got a list, you guys, that we marking out. You got a set of tenets. You're funny. You know how to approach a woman. And you know, well, maybe you guys don't know this one, but here's another secret. The secret to being taken serious as far as when you approach a woman and start or initiate a conversation is extreme eye contact. You want to try to make her take her eyes off of yours. This is not going to be a simple fucking thing to do because you're going to damn it. I don't even blink. I don't even blink when I'm at a woman. I do this with my grandsons all the time. We play the game. Let's see who can look the longest without blinking. You know, sometimes my grandsons win, but most times I win because I done did it so many times. I'm looking at this woman. She batting her eyes and shit. When she let that head go down, I'm going to grab that cheek and bring her eyes back up to mine and say, girl, you cannot resist the magnetism that this vision you see is giving you. And she just gonna say,
"Oh my dog!" And the thing is, she gonna feel like she has to kiss you because I'm not looking at, I'm looking through you. I'm trying to look through you because you know what? I'm gonna tell you how you look. See, and not only just the eye thing. I'm gonna add a little salt to that pepper. Just a pinch more pepper to this governor. What I'm
saying, go ahead on with it.
Now I'm not going to look at you. I'm going to tell you what's on my mind while I look at you. I'm going to tell you I'm enjoying myself. I'm going to tell you I find you very attractive. I'm going to tell you, you know what? Why don't you come on over here? That's when I'm going to put my tongue down your throat, goddammit.
Hey, Steve, you going to put your tongue down her throat and try to
tell her throat down?
Hey, that English shit gonna be thrown to the curb when you start kissing. I know that, goddammit, all that polite bullshit.
Yeah. Oh.
So fellas, listen to me, man. The thing that I'm trying to impress upon you is not that you don't suppose to wanna have pussy or fuck or you wanna fuck this bitch or that. That's not what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is that fucking a bitch should be something that she has a feeling of reward, that she's being rewarded. You know, she's done something. I think that instead of a woman expecting you to drill her a new doggone highway, you should have her expecting, did I do enough to get him in the bed? You know, did I make him happy enough to really sock it to me? Okay, some people say, well, man, I don't want to take stuff from her. Well, you're not really taking nothing from her. She's giving it to you, man. Come on, man. She's appreciating you. You should want to be appreciated. When you get that woman that bracelet, do you think she say, oh, God, I'm a whore? No. She look at that bracelet and say, damn, this motherfucker is bad. She's happy. She appreciates you appreciating her. Why can't you appreciate her appreciating you? Fellas, think like that. Appreciate her willingness to appreciate you. No, let me rephrase that. Command that. You know, have a presence that makes her want to show you how much she appreciates you. And let's say you fucking on the scale of 1 to 10, 10. You finna get off the Richter scale when you hit that because that's an extra boost. You're going to be 11 to 12. I get 15 normally, regularly. On the scale of 1 to 10, I get 15. So that's just how I roll because that's my motherfucking mentality. I'm finna do it. And when I get ready, I'm finna do it. My woman, everybody know. You know, so, oh, Lord, let's unplug the walls and all this shit. This nigga finna tear the house down. Yeah, I do it like that because I know I am appreciated, and it makes me feel good. Go ahead.
You know that reminds me of a story of when I met this chick. You know, she was kind of a bitchy kind of chick, but I knew I could break her. And I remember, and this I always tell you all about the rain, man. I remember it was raining real hard outside. And you see all the motherfucking gumpy motherfuckers. Okay, I'll go to the car and I'll drive the car and pull it up. You know what I did? I took her by her hand like a man. She said, What are you doing? And I twirled her and we were dancing. We danced in the rain all the way up to the car. And then when we got to the car, I started kissing her. And she went fucking ballistic because she said, again, I've never had a man take control and command like that ever before. And I've always wondered how it would feel doing something like this. I've always fantasized about stuff like this.
Hey, see, you good Fred Astaire acted motherfucker. You know, I seen that singing in the rain, man. You know, I'm old enough to know that shit, see. But let me tell you something. Even when he was doing it, that broad he was dancing with was creaming.
Oh, yeah.
See, you know what? The sexiest, see, these dudes, man, they so, I hate I have to just go like this, man, but the sexiest thing, the sexiest thing you could do with a woman is something she did not expect. Oh, my goodness. When you do something, like Steve grabbed her hand, first of all, it's raining. Second of all, she's expecting whatever she's expecting. Maybe she wants the car to pull around, whatever. I don't know what she's expecting, but she certainly wasn't expecting Steve to grab her hand. Now, when she said, what you doing? He didn't stop to explain, well, look, baby, I want to take you and walk up here and do some dancing in the rain. That would have took all the excitement out of it. He was confident enough to know, man, she finna come now. He just took
have fun.
Yes.
A little bit of goofy, a little bit of romantic. At the same time, a little bit of man. And that combination is a deadly combination.
Here's another thing about being a man. You know when to break shit down. You know when to be part this, part that, and part something else because of the confidence level you have. You've done this so many times before. Maybe on your first time it kind of didn't work right, but it worked, which made you use it again.
Well, she
unbuttoned
my shirt. I got scared. She unbuttoned my shirt and I got scared. And that was like, you know, like the third or fourth grade. So
what?
I can admit that.
Oh, my goodness.
I was talking shit, and I went over her house and snuck up in her bedroom. She started unbuttoning my shirt. I got nervous, and I got scared, and I left. So, I can admit
that. Hey, man, I don't think I took my clothes or shoes off till about the fifth or sixth time I was getting me some, man. And all I did was rip my zipper off. I didn't even know nothing about taking your clothes off, man. That was something.
Yeah.
I remember the first time she told me, lay down. What you mean, lay down? I ain't finna lay down. I almost got mad at her, man. Talking about lay down. She's a little older than me. Hey, when I started out.
About,
huh?
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, when I started out, man, you know, getting pussy, man, I was, you know, I don't even think I can nut or nothing, man. I just. You know how when you little, you wake up and your dick is hard. My brothers told me you're supposed to fuck. So I remember this like it was yesterday. My older brothers, they was, you know, knocking this girl off that was a little younger than them. And me and my younger brother was sitting on the dresser watching them. They had the lights out, the flashlight flashing, and we was just excited as hell. And my older brother said, oh, man, she too small. John and Steve could get that. They pulled us off the dresser and made us get some, man. That's how I got initiated.
Yeah.
It was on and cracking since then, man. Pussy is essential for a man. It's just essential.
Yes.
You can't get through life and have any happiness if you don't know you can get some pussy when you want it. Now, I ain't talking about going to buy something from some prostitute or something. I'm talking about you know you got a series of women you could call. You may get one or two no's, but there's going to be a yes, and you know this. So you're not going to be happy if you ain't got it like that. So you got to understand in order to get it like that, you have to not let pussy control you because the first time you get some, it's going to control you. You're going to have a good feeling. Nothing. Well, I guess it ain't nothing like nothing. You can't.
Yeah, ain't nothing like
there's
nothing,
no.
Yeah.
There's no feeling that I could describe that would make you want to substitute it for nothing. So nothing. There's no feeling like it. So you got to have it, man. You got to get it. You have to do it, man. And I want you to understand that even though Steve put emphasis on getting that goddamn pussy, he put emphasis on making the dick, you know, drag across her forehead until she starts sweating and shit. He put emphasis on it. He still is 100% a motherfucker like me to me. You know, I put emphasis on getting something. So, I mean, what's the difference, man? You're getting hella game right now.
Just because you get the pussy, this is where you fuck up. Because she give you the pussy, y'all going to hop and pump and do that and all this other stuff. And I like to take my time. Guys, like I say, let me tell you something, guys. It will fuck a woman's head up when she know that you ready to fuck. And now, again, remember, guys, there's a difference here. There's a difference between what you guys do and what we do. Because me, I toy with the pussy. Because she knows I can get the pussy when I want to get it, but it fucks her up when we are messing around and it gets to the point where she's ready to take her clothes off and I yank the cord. And I say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and wrap this. And it crushes her fucking ego. It makes her insecure. It fucks her head up. She calling Gigi in the car. See, I don't understand what's wrong with me. He didn't do that. He had the opportunity. He wouldn't take it. You know why? Because I don't need that pussy that bad. Because you know what she thinks? Because y'all got to understand something. It's a chess match. Because she think, like Gigi and all these other women, she thinks she can use those muscles in her pussy to lock on your dick and do some mojo shit on your dick where you be like, oh, my God, I'll never mess with another woman again. You're the only one for me. Nah, not with my motherfucking ass, Rosebud. I'm in full effect control, bud.
You know it, man. And see, me, I go a step further, toying. I get in the bed and get in the thing and start driving and then think of something. And I stop while I'm in the thing. And she's just like, what? And then when she say that, that's my cue. I'm pulling out now. Oh, man, this shit. And I'm going to say whatever the hell is on my mind to say. And then I'm getting up and leave. And she really going to be calling me all the time. You know why? Because if it's about sex and you actually are involved in sex, in her mind, everything else in the world is suspended for a few minutes. If you can still have objectives during sex, I believe, because I've seen it happen, you can create squirters when you do this kind of stuff. They squirt all over you, man.
Yes.
I'm telling you, man. You make it. The girl will tell you she never squirted in her life.
Yes.
She never fucking thought about squirting. But God devil, I just ejaculated like a man. What is wrong with me?
Nothing, baby. You just got to
You create that shit over the phone, bud. You don't even fucking do that shit for you. See, you bad.
You might can create it over the phone, you know. And, you know, you got those skills. I didn't heard you over these microphones, so I can imagine what you do in the privacy of a phone call, motherfucker. I believe you can do it. But see what I'm saying is making a move during sex. Because I'm telling you, for a lot of people, time is suspended during sex. They're going to have sex. They're going to be involved in sex. They're going to, you know, see if it's 5 or 10 minutes. They're going to see that kind of time. But things, you know, shit that's going on, it's suspended. You don't think about none of that. And if you could pull some really logical conversation out at the moment that you finna get out that pussy and, you know, say something is on your mind and woo, woo, woo. This woman is trying to figure out what can she do and how the hell is this motherfucker so in control of himself, because we was rolling. They love that, man. They love it. They love a man to control himself. It's not that I've had such a sexually adventurous life that sex does not please me. As it should. It does. It pleased me even more now because I realized all these things I'm saying. You know, I sexually speaking, when I get involved, it's like, it's not love, but I have a feeling because I don't really trip about this unless this woman didn't, you know, prove something to me. She didn't did some stuff for me. And I'm liking her. I'm seriously liking her. And if the sex is good, I'm probably going to fall for this motherfucker a little bit. But I'm not going to be no sucker for the pussy. I'm going to just be a motherfucker to know a bra that I like when she do what I like. And you have to be able to understand that's what you do when you like
I'm sorry, Rosebud, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We do have a call. Again, guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 347-838-8420. Let's bring the first caller, our very first caller in.
This is our first caller.
Yeah, area code 323. What's your name? What are you calling for, big dog? 323.
No, I'm listening.
Are you just listening? Okay, you press one. Okay. All right, we'll put you on. All right, guys. Oh, we thought we had one, but he's just listening. Okay.
I don't know why they're not asking questions, Steve. It could be because when I get in these types of conversations, a lot of people realize that it is a hell of a lot being said. They try to soak it all in, and I kind of expected that I wasn't going to get a lot of calls because I'm talking about something very serious, very strong, and it really is not over these cats' head. But they do need to pay full attention in order to grasp it, so I kind of expected that. As long as they are grasping it, man, I want to share this game I got, man. I don't want to try to create a nation of wannabe pimps and all that shit. That ain't what I'm doing. I want these dudes to quit letting their nuts drag on the ground when it comes time get with a woman,
man. We got another call, but I do want to say this real quick. Guys, when I learned from my mentor and hypothetically, if Rosebud was my mentor, I would be asking him so many motherfucking questions. He'll be like, man, go the fuck home, motherfucker. You're getting on my nerves. But anyway, let's bring in the caller, Eric Coates.
You want to know, man.
Because I want to know. Of course. And we will talk about that after the call. We will talk about that in a second. Eric Coates 951, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's up, eh? This is Stay Fly. What's cracking?
Stay Fly, what's up with you, man?
What's going on, man? How you been?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm glad you called, man. I sent you a message, and I'm glad you called. What's your question, bro?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I remember when, it was a week or two ago, I called in, and we were talking about, different ways to approach females, and then Steve gave an example, and, I stumbled and everything like that. I just wanted to ask Rosebud, what he thought about this. What if Steve knows about this, he knows Alan Roger Curry and Mode 1 and all that shit. You know what I'm talking about, Steve?
Yeah, I'm listening, yes.
Yeah. So what do you think of, I try to get Rosebud's opinion on this approach, if you just came up to a female and you just said, hey, you look very attractive, this is what I like about you, blah, blah, blah. I just want to meet you. And you just give her a name and then right away, after that, you just say, hey, would you like to spend some time together in the near future? We get together for some coffee or whatever. And if you just kind of come in for the clothes right away like that, you think that's a good strategy or you think that there needs to be more?
Coming in for the clothes right away is a good strategy, but what you were saying is not a good strategy because it was mixed with strong shit and weak shit. When you approach, if you approach in strong, which is my suggestion, you don't say it all in one breath. But, you make it known sort of let's say that's what you want to do, actually ask her about going to spend some time, later on. You could approach her and tell her, you know what, it's things I like about women. And you touched about six or seven. You just start listening to a couple of them. Instead of telling her she's attractive and this, that, and the other, the way you were standing here and the way you was carrying yourself, I certainly would like to spend a few hours with you. Is that possible? And, all strong. All coming from where you coming from, not giving her a chance to, throw you off and shit. Don't ask her. No, I don't really ask that many questions. I make statements, and they respond to the statement. Because when you ask questions, go ahead.
Okay, no, I was going to say, I kind of didn't understand what exactly in your approach, did you say is strong versus in my approach is weak? What is it? Could you pinpoint
that?
Say
your approach again, Stay Fly. What was your approach again?
I'm going to say the way that I said originally. Let's say that I see a female that I like, and I walk up to her and I say, hey, you know what? I saw you from over here. I just saw you're real attractive. I'd like to come and get to know you. My name is Ilya. What's your name? And then she tells me, and then I just tell her, hey, you know what? I'd love to get together with you for a few hours sometime in the near future. Go out for a coffee or something like that.
Well, let me tell you, man. Steve, you address this. Go ahead.
Okay, well, for me, again, my approach is different, Rosebud, so we got two different approaches here. For me, I'm all about getting in and out, and I'm all about, I always tell guys, I always have their business cards. That's my approach, because I'm the only show in town, so you're going to call me. I'm not running behind you, number one. But number two is I would do what you're saying, but I would also shake her hand as well, because sex starts when you first meet. It doesn't start when she starts kissing you, but – like I say, you the good thing is you got two different perspectives, which means you got two different roads that you can go down, man. Rosebud, you got it, man.
Well, see, you asked what was strong and what's weak. Hey, I saw you standing over here, over there, over here, however you said that, and you're kind of attractive. That's not really strong, but it's not really weak either. But that I'd like to, whatever you said after that, that's where you get weak at that point. What I'm saying is you look this way, blah, blah, blah. You got my attention over here. Why don't you come over here and, lead her? Come over here and sit down or try to lead her. What I'm saying is Steve is right. Sex starts, when you first engage. And if you can get her hand, like he said, he liked to shake hands. If you can get her hand and feel, some type of more than a handshake, which you will if you got any action, then, you can lead her a little bit. I'm all about me. I'm all about getting to where I'm trying to go. I'm not about trying to figure out how to, coax her, because I don't believe in coaxing you. I believe in letting you know. And if you want to get out, fine. We can get out. We can talk. We can do whatever. I am game for a lot of shit. But I am not game to try to guess what to say to you. That's why I'm going to say what I already think. And I'm going to be looking for particular moves from her to let me know I got this action. That's how I roll.
Okay, now you say that it was weak exactly because does that have anything to do with you saying that you don't like to ask questions or something? Because you said,
well, it's not that I don't like asking.
You would, you want to, and you said, oh, I'm gonna lead the situation, and I'm gonna say, hey, why don't you come over here? Whatever. Is that, how is that different? If you could kind of break that down for me a little bit more.
Well, when I say why don't you come over here, it sounds like a question that she can say yes or no. But since I'm leading her, it's actually a statement. You have to understand how you speak. You have to understand what you're doing. What I'm saying is, man, I don't like to ask questions when I'm talking to a broad for the first time. I may ask a question. I'm not saying I don't. I just don't like to, because then you're actually subject to their answer. Unless this is a leading question that you're asking, then, you kind of go where you go from her answer. But what I'm saying is sort of weak about I'd like to, you're saying without saying, can you give me permission? That's what you're doing. You're asking for permission. That's what I'm saying is weak about it.
Finally, isn't it like normal to ask for like permission because she's a person you want to say, hey, is this something you're interested in?
Here's the problem. See, and I talk to you, Gigi. The problem is,
okay,
it sounds like you're seeking permission. It sounds like you're seeking permission from her from jump, rather than being the leader and telling her what is and not what could be. But Gigi, what do you have on that? I know you were saying something.
Yes, just let her know exactly what it is that you want from the beginning. Don't second guess it. You didn't second guess it when you knew what you know what you want. So if you know what you want with her, tell her. And don't step back or second guess it. Just say it, do it, and move from that point on.
You know something else, man? The direct approach, that's a kind of, you're taking a chance on a direct approach. But what's wrong with you saying, the same opening, I've seen you over here, and I really would like to, and you tell her whatever, go out, have her whatever you're trying to tell her, as soon as you would, have time. Or something like that, right? In two or three sentences. Why go through how pretty she is and all this and the other? Why do you think that is a good thing to do?
Well, okay, you're asking me why do that?
Yes, they fly. Why? Because women love compliments.
Oh, shit.
Right?
I don't know,
so
man.
I
thought that this is what you and a few other people, that's what they always kind of say. They start off with, I tell her what you really think. What you like about her, so I thought that that's just the way you do it. But why should you say something like that, or is that not a good idea?
No, I'm not saying yes or no to that. What I'm saying is, when you really feel something, like whatever attracted her to you, in my case, what I do, I try, me personally, this is not for everybody, but me personally, my thing is to make them afraid of me, get away from me. Because if they're not afraid of me. If they don't leave, I know I really have action. I'm not saying anything to scare them, but I know a scary bitch will be scared, so I don't want to fuck with those scary bitch. So when I say something, look, come over here, whatever I say, I am being, in that instance, very aggressive. But in my case, I know an aggressive move like that, and you get the response you're looking for, you have real action at the woman. Passive moves don't get you any information as far as what you're going to do next or where you at with the woman. She's going to be able to be passive. You're going to be passive, and you're going to continue. Both of you are going to continue being passive, and I guess that's how the conversation is going to go for 30 minutes to an hour, and you don't know any more than you knew when you sat down.
She's going to feel like at that point, she's going to feel like, well, okay, he's just like all the other guys. There's nothing special, nothing different about him. So I guess, you know what, he'll be my Thursday dinner when I'm hungry. He'll take me out on Thursday. What I'm saying to you, Stay Fly, is that you got to – you don't even have to say too much. You just got to show her that you don't, like, waste your time. I'm Stay Fly. I'm a busy motherfucker. I'm doing a million and one things. But you know what? I stopped the earth for 1 second to allow you to see me in my presence. You have the opportunity to be with Stay Fly. The motherfucker's going to have your face in the pillow and your ass in the air. You don't have to say that, but you're saying that without saying it. And then what you're saying is look, I mean, you got to come with a little smile, the hunt, the smile. You know, when you say ass, you're smiling, got that twinkle in your eye, looking dead at her, like, hey, what's going on? My name is Stay Fly. You know, I don't mean to interrupt you. You know what? You know, maybe we can go out for coffee sometime. But you know what? Here's my card. Call me. It was nice meeting you. Get the fuck on. But even saying that, when she sees you coming at her, she's going to be like, damn, there's something different about this guy.
Yeah.
He's not like the other guys. He all the other guys walked into me the same way. But you know what? I'm Stay Fly. The bitches come at me. I don't run after the bitches. And matter of fact, I just did her a favor by stopping and talking to her. That's the kind of attitude I'm saying. Bud, what you got?
Ditto. That's what I got. What I'm saying, man, if you don't fucking have it, you know, displayed in you, she's not going to see it. So my whole thing is, you know, Steve just gave you a hell of a line initially, you know, that hard line that he just said. If I was you, I would take it and use it. I would steal it from him. I wouldn't even give him credit. I'd just steal it.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
You say just what he said? That's the line? Is that what you mean? Like,
I'm trying to tell you, man. When you
it was just
a
flow.
To,
it wasn't
you
a
walk
line.
Up to
I said
a woman,
that shit off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't a line. It's that he used your name. Your name is Stay Fly. Fly is fly. So he used fly meaning I'm so busy all the time. He put your name in the scenario. This is how you supposed to roll. You don't supposed to actually have to have a line. The line comes to you in real life, real time. You just have to be sharp and see it. He used your name without saying your name. Well, actually, he did say your name. My name is Stay Fly. I stopped the world to come over here and let you know.
The fucking world.
I'm just saying, that's some hella shit to say. You stop
and she
the
can
world.
And that will penetrate deeper because she never had a motherfucker so cocky before come up and say some fucking conceited shit like that.
Selfishness and conceit, Stay Fly, is something you need to incorporate more in your life because you can't catch no woman. She's not going to thank you to shit if you don't thank you to shit. And you can't thank you to shit really just asking. You got to, like, command your presence. When you walk up, did you say, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I remember this is all related to what you're saying right now. You said when you're leading the situation, you're like, hey, why don't you come sit down over here or whatever. Let's say that I don't want to sit down right now. I'm not trying to do that right now. How would you say is the best way to lead the situation towards, like, a future date without asking or being weak or whatever, you know?
Let's say you don't have a business card. Before you walk up to her, write your number down on a piece of paper on the back of something and walk up. If you don't have a business, if you have a business card, it's best to use that and tell her, you know, look, I'm very busy, like I said, and I don't have time to talk to you. But what I would like for you to do, and don't just leave it up in there. Tell her to call you tomorrow at so-and-so time. Now, she may or may not do it. If she do it, you got a real big action. But, you know, leaving it up to her is going to have you guessing. You know, you're gonna be guessing.
Yeah,
when
thank you
call,
for your time. I think we got three. I think we got another call in. Let me check.
Can
hold
I say
on, wait,
something?
Wait, wait,
Gigi, what is it?
Hold on 1 second, Gigi. Let me just make sure. Hey, 323, did you have a question or are you just listening?
Yeah. No, I had a question.
Okay, all right, hold on 1 second. We'll put you in 1 second. Give us 1 second, big dog. All right, we'll finish up with Stay Fly, and then we got 323, then 585 on the line. But, Gigi, go ahead.
Okay, I only have one quick thing to say. Everybody that you ever see as a man when they approach a woman, I know it's on TV or whatever, they have a theme song in their head. Like, if you have a song that makes you feel hardcore, like you want to go in, you need to have that in your head. Even Austin Powers, who, you know, he had a song, a theme song behind him. If you have that in your head when you walk up with all these tools that both of these gentlemen have given you, it's going to show in your walk and the way that you talk. That was all that I wanted.
Yeah, it's like
to
the
performance,
but you know, they have it's like a band play. What I'm saying is this: the way my mindset was when I was hunting, I felt like I was on Mount fucking Olympus like Zeus, and I would come down to the mortals, and I would take the form of a fucking man, and I would get whoever the fuck I wanted to get, because I know I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care.
Yes. What's up with 323, Steve?
Okay, all right, Stay Fly. We'll call back if you got another question, okay,
all
Big Dog?
All right, hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Right on, Stay
right,
Fly. Stay in queue, man.
All
I'm
right.
going to holler back at you.
Stay in, yeah, area code 323, then we'll bring in 585. Area code 323, you're on.
Yeah, now I would like to know how can I get rid of my anxieties. Like, when I'm around, like, a lot of women, I get shy and nervous sometimes. And, like, I don't like, I'm being honest, and I don't like that. Like,
no,
I want to
no,
be
no,
alive.
No, that's fine. Okay,
honesty is the best policy, and it's the only way you're going to ever overcome that. You have to admit it to yourself that you get nervous, but you want to know why you get nervous? Because you put women on such a pedestal that you think you got to come up with some some extraterrestrial type statement that's going to catch her and knock her off her feet. Why don't you realize that all you have to do is go sit up or stand up or wherever near whoever you're looking at that's making you nervous and say whatever the hell is on your mind and be ready for whatever the hell she says? Because nervousness and anxiety is just not natural. But even me, when I see somebody that I'm really going to get at, my heart beats a little faster, but it don't stop me from getting at them. It's beating faster because I'm walking toward them. And as I get closer, I might not have that doggone song they're talking about or that mantra in my head, but I have, man, I'm going to catch this girl in my head. I'm going to catch this motherfucker. I know. As soon as she opens her mouth, she's going to tell me what to say to her. I'm saying that kind of shit while I'm walking toward her. And when I get there, I'm down and dirty. Go ahead, man.
Before I step out my door, I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna say this when I see the first bad.
Yeah, but you be faking, man.
No, stop,
you be
stop.
Faking.
You're sabotaging yourself by automatically saying, I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna say that, and you ain't even using it. We talked about it earlier. Your surroundings can help you better, but if you're sitting around with this canned routine already ready to go, you'll sound like this. Hey, how you doing? My name is this. You're going to sound like you're be like, this guy's bullshitting me. What I'm saying is, and Rosewood said 100, I always say 5, but I always say if there is a woman that you want to sleep with, say hi to her. You got to learn the skill of hello, because a lot of you guys don't know that skill. Everything you do is a skill you have to learn, and you don't have that skill mastered yet because – you're always talking yourself out the pussy instead of talking yourself to try to get in the pussy. Huh?
Exactly. Hey, let me ask you something we didn't ask you, man. Why do you have the anxieties? Why do you think you have the anxieties?
Because I'm going to keep it 100. Like, when I was younger, I never really hung around like females like that. So, like, now that I'm older, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to act.
You better be glad
you
didn't hang around them when you was younger. You really wouldn't know what to say to them. At least now you can listen to some real men. You might not have had no men to be around when you was younger either, because you didn't need to be around no females. But listen to me, man. First and foremost, get out of your mind that these anxieties mean you don't supposed to go on and talk to the broad. Because you'll never get over the anxieties unless you deal with them, man. You know, you got to deal with them. The bitch ain't going to do nothing but say, okay. That's all she's going to do.
And it's like, I see a lot of pretty women daily, and it's like, by themselves, and I never, like, walk over to them because the voices. Like, man, and I don't like that. Like, for real. You don't know.
You sound like
like
a good candidate for my courses, brother. I don't know if you heard about them, but I have a confidence course for people that don't know what to say. I teach you how to use your environment, which is wherever you are with the woman, and use your personal knowledge of yourself to come up with things to say. I don't tell you what to say. I just show you how to learn what to say based on what you know about yourself. Man, you
can I ask a question? And now, now 585, we're going to be bringing you in 1 second. Real quick, 323, let me ask you a question. How many women do you talk to a day? How many women do you talk to a day?
Zero.
Exactly. I'm going to be honest, zero.
Okay, well, let me be honest with you. Here's the beautiful thing about it. Rosebud and myself has done all the work for you. We have been knocked down, beat up, and dragged around. All you have to do is follow the playbook. That's it. Don't fake. Just follow what Rosa.
The reason why I really don't like run up on women because like I don't see them choosing and like I used to listen to this other guy.
Come on, man, that's keeping you from rolling.
Get that bullshit choosing shit out of your head. Look, fuck, I don't care if she's choosing me because the world revolves around me. That means I am the opportunity. I'm doing her a favor by going up to her and talking to her. Until you get your mind that way, you are always going to be that guy that she's going to hunt down for money and not sex because she's going to smell weakness. But,
hey man, so what he's actually saying, man, is quit thinking that, you know, she's got to get something to you and think that she's got to earn you wanting to fuck with her. You know, just because she looks good don't mean she's qualified because I know pretty is what pretty does. Really? A 3 on the beauty scale can be way prettier than a 10 on the beauty scale. It just all depends on where they're coming from and how they act. So what I'm saying to you is quit worrying about how they look and worry about how you look because you look silly because you're sitting there telling yourself how fine they are, but you won't go over and talk to them. And every day you do that, you just put more and more shit in your head. Get that shit out of your head, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all that shit, man. Do you know what choosing is, man? Choosing is when a real prostitute decides that she wants to be with this pimp. She'll get her money together, and to show her seriousness, she chooses him. Women in the regular women, the kind of women you're dealing with, they don't choose. So for you to even think that, you know, you're throwing yourself off.
So you don't think if a woman like you, she's going to look at you, flip her hair, do something like step in front of you?
You, man, you're listening, dog, don't listen. We got two other calls. Look, real quick, 3-3. Look, I'm saying this is the wheel. Rosebud's saying this is the wheel. It's perfectly round. It's fine. It has worked for centuries and decades. You're saying, well, why not make it a square or a rectangle? Follow the playbook, big dog. Now, look, 323, we got other calls in, so if you got a call, hang up and get back in the queue, okay, big dog?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, brother, man. Okay, all right, in line, we got 585 and 562. Now, remember, guys, we only have 8 minutes left, but we are going into overtime. So I do want to say, if y'all want to listen on us live while we're going to overtime, please call in 347-838-8420, okay? I'm going to repeat it in the last minute. Let me bring 585 in, then 562. 585, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, man, it's Toast from the 585.
What's up, man?
I had a question because I know, you know, Rosebud, he usually speaks about, you know, getting the mind to get the bra, and then Steve usually talks about using, you know, what you could do sexually to lock in the bra. Can I both kind of, like, battle for a second with that? So I can get both insights.
No. Okay. We can't battle, but what I can do is tell you why both of these perspectives is essential for any person that is actually trying to command women. First of all, what I talk about is getting in the mind. What Steve's talking about is having knowledge of sex and knowing what to do with it. So let's say you have dealt with me and you have heck of confidence, and then you catch this woman
and you don't know what the fuck to do with her. What good is that confidence? Because you're going to start doubting yourself because of sex. So what I'm saying is you got this confidence. You got this information about sex. You got all these things to do during sex. You got all these ways to think about how to show this woman what kind of alpha motherfucker you are. Now, what problem will you have when it comes to sex at that point?
Well, no, I'm not really having.
I'm not saying you're having problems. I'm saying why both perspectives is essential. There, one is not better than the other. It's actually you can't have one without the other.
Yeah. It's like a big dog. Real quick, it's like what I always say. It's like a system. It's connected. Everything connects that we're showing you, and you need one as well as the other because it's like a connected circle. And my thing is, I know I can fuck. So that means I can walk up to any woman and say what the fuck I want to say because I know that all I need to do is make her make a conscious decision to let me in, and it's a wrap. All I need to do is either get her on the phone, chatting, or on the email, and I'm going to get her to play with her pussy within 2 days because that's the confidence I have. It's springing me forward to want to talk to these women because I know. Huh?
Don't leave out skill, the confidence and skill.
I'm just saying one thing as far as the sex goes. I'm just saying everything connects, big dog. But like I said, this is what we're gonna do. I want you to stay on 585 because in 5 minutes we are gonna go into overtime and we can hash it out there. But can you stay on because we gotta grab this other call? So you mind staying on real quick, 585?
Yeah,
hang tight because we'll get back to your call as soon as we open up. But let's bring in area code 562. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Steve? My name is Jay. I'm calling from L.A.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing? You're on the Rosebud Show. What you got for us, big dog?
Hey, I want to know how you deal with, like, bras that are, like, flaky. Because I've been approaching a lot more women, getting a lot more interactions with them, but now I'm dealing with flakes.
Flaky in what way? They don't do what they say?
Yeah.
Well, man, personally, me, you can only do that one time, and I'm done. So I don't deal with flakes. There's a such thing as flakes, but I don't deal with. I don't need to deal with flakes, man. The only way you will deal with a flake is if you are a needy dude. You know, she didn't show you she a flake. She didn't show you that she ain't really paying attention to what you're saying, and you still calling her. What's that, man? That's on you. That ain't on the broad.
Well, and what I would say real quick to you, 585, is like even though I'm having the best time with her in the beginning, I got her laughing, and everything is great. I lay down the ground rules, and I will say this, and I'll sound like a broken record. I will simply say to her that, you know what, I enjoy your company. I'm having a great time, but I do want to let you know I'm not about drama. I'm not about those games and all that other stuff. So if you want to play those games, go right ahead. I'm going to keep it moving, but I'm going to let you know what it is. All I'm doing is letting her know. I'm not trying to get her mad. I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm just saying that, you know what, if you say you're going to do something, I expect you to do it. And if you don't do it, you're fired. That's it.
Period.
No commas, like you said. Period. Period.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. Yes, man. Hey, you don't accept flakiness, man. If you accept it from this girl, you're going to accept it in another version from that girl. And you're just going to be dealing with flakes because all negative shit brings about more negative shit. Positive shit brings positive shit. So, to me, the positive thing to do would be immediately when you see the next flake shit from abroad, cut her off. And make sure you say to yourself when you cut her off and you get in the car and you put your car in dryer, look in your rearview mirror and see yourself and smile and give yourself a compliment, man, because you're growing
like, what's up.
You're growing like, up, man, because you ain't supposed to take that shit.
Hey, let me ask you a question, 562. Have you ever seen a TV show called Afro Samurai?
No, I haven't.
The cartoon? Well, okay, Afro Samurai was a cartoon, and he had a little sidekick named Ninja Ninja. And Ninja Ninja was his subconscious. I always told him, no, Afro, you can't do it. You can't do it, Afro. Then when Afro does it, he turned around and like, I told you could do it, Afro. What's happening with you guys is that your ninja is holding you back until you show him and prove him wrong. Then things are going to change because my ninja is like this. Bitch, you better go talk to her. Don't be a fucking pussy. Look at that ass. We
Let's go talk to her.
That's
look at that round ass.
Look at
people. I know
up.
She sucks a dick. You need to get your ass over there, motherfucker. Get that motherfucking monkey. Let's do it on three. Come on. Which way are we going to go? We going, oh, yeah, look at that motherfucking monkey over there. Let's go get it. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Yeah. Oh, she shot you down. Fuck it. Oh, wait. There's another bitch over there. Let's go get that pussy. See what I'm saying? That's how my mind works. But it's a process that you guys got to
yeah.
stop. No, wait. Let me stop real quick. We'll talk about the process, but guys, call in. We have 28 seconds to go. The number is 347-838-8420, so y'all can sit and listen to us go into overtime. There's 19 seconds to go. Check this out, because we're going to give you the .coms and all the other stuff. So, but Rosebud, you got it. We're about to go into overtime, so Rosebud, go ahead and finish up with him, and we'll talk to 585.
Well, brother, we just want you to know, man, that insecurity is the culprit. And if, when you get secure enough in the ability that you're going to learn and you start executing whatever you've learned, doing it without thinking about it, without trying to change it, without trying to make it cool, do it. You'll see, man, you're growing, bro. And when you tell that bro, that bro, as soon as you see she's a flake, you tell her, I'm gone, and look in the mirror and smile, that's going to give you, it's like Popeye getting spinach, brother.
All right, that's cool, because, like, what I did with the bro, I just deleted the bitch out my phone. Just like, all right, I ain't dealing with this. And then I start
that's
smashing with
that's what you
should have
did the first time, but I'm glad you did do that, man. And whenever you
see it,
that's what you do. Just delete them, because
you're
going to run through the flaky bras until you get the real one anyway.
And guess
that's
what?
That's why you run through 100 a week.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She might call you back and say, why haven't you told me? And then, look, this is your crossroads right here. She might call you back and say, you know what, well, why haven't you been calling me? What happened? This is the time where you is going to make or break you. Either you're going to go to the right and say, you know what, you bullshitting. You know, I asked you to do something. I said I was going to hook up with you, but you bullshitting, and I got time for your bullshit. So you need to take your ass on. Or you would say, well, it's okay. I forgive you. How about we go out to lunch or something? And that's your Rosebud. that's what you got to do somehow, bud.
Or you could take up that conversation with Steve said, take your ass on because you didn't bullshit me. And the or could be, or you could bring your little motherfucking ass over here and let me go up in them guts. Either way,
exactly.
I'm rolling.
Well, that's
like
a very that's good. Yeah,
I'm just saying because there is a such thing as her calling you back after you didn't you know kicked it to the curb. Well, why haven't you called me? Well, instead of you playing game, well, bitch, I didn't call you because I didn't see going up in them guts. Is you making it visible now? Hey, she gonna let you know. Yes, because she wouldn't be calling if she didn't want you to hit it now, man. Something you did was right. Let's realize that. We in overtime right now, Steve. We're going to keep kicking it with these cats. You know, you can get Steve at themanmindset.com. You can get me at askrosebud.com. Either way, man, I don't care how we sound when it comes to button heads. We are on the same team. Steve and I are on the same team, your team. We on your team, goddammit. We're trying to get you to understand what you possess. In between your ears and in between your legs. You possess something as valuable, I can't say it any different, as valuable as pussy. You guys place such value on pussy and nothing on dick. I don't understand it. I place the value on dick.
Wait, when I unzip my pants, it's like, oh, little beams of lights be brightening. She's like, damn, I need some sunglasses. Like, hold on, baby, calm down. Enjoy the show, bitch, because this is about to be on. That's how I feel. I feel that way every fucking day. I told you guys, there was one time in high school I wanted to rest my dick. I was in Maryland. I went to the mall, got me a Cinnabon. I was sitting in the middle of the mall. A fine piece of ass walked by me, and I didn't talk to her, and something within me said, you fucking pussy, and I never did that shit ever again. I said to myself, any woman that I can see my dick between her ass cheeks, I'm going to talk to her. I don't give a fuck what she say, but I'd rather go home trying to talk and put my beard in than going home saying, damn, I shoulda, I woulda, I coulda. Fuck that shit.
Hey, you know what, Steve? See, I have to reiterate this because I know they miss it. You just said what I say when I say I'm out and I talk to – I try my damnest to talk to 50 bras every night if that's the case because, let's say, all 50 of them rejected me. Instead of me going home saying, damn, I've been rejected by 50 women, I go home saying, I was busy as fuck tonight. I'd be happy. You know, I'm not a guy to let rejection, you know, reject me. You know, I'm not disillusioned by disappointment. I'm the kind of guy, I'm rolling. I don't care that you said no. I care when you say yes. Gigi, I heard you getting ready to say something earlier. You have something you want to say?
I am taking it all in. I'm here. I've been listening to the fellas and the things, and their fear is, like you said, the fear is taking over you guys. You just have to swallow that fear. I mean, swallow it, shit it out, and move on. And just say what you have to say. And maybe you're going to fumble a few times, like these fellas are telling you, but you have to keep trying. Don't give up. I mean, someone's going to be attracted to what it is that you have to say, but don't focus on that one person when you get them because you get excited.
Fellas, this is a mother talking to you, and she's mothering you. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, she's mothering you. She's mothering
you
like a motherfucker. A lot of y'all,
afraid,
y'all fucked up. Like, I'm a father. You want some shit? Punch you in your chest. Let me tell you,
a mother, man. Hey, you guys.
Yeah, she's doing that mother bullshit. That Mother Teresa.
You're gonna have all kind of problems. But let me tell you something. Suck it up and deal with it, man. It ain't got nothing to do with falling. It got something to do with succeeding. So what? Do you think the motherfucker that hit the home run remember how many times he got threw out at first? No. That one home run takes over all the times he got threw out at first. And it's the real. You got to win. You can't win. Okay, I may slip. Fuck a slip.
Well,
no, you going to slip.
Well,
quit being a punk. Get your ass up. What's
Well, we're going to bring 585 in, but I want to say this to y'all guys out here. Fuck all that mothering bullshit. Let me tell you what. This is where y'all fucking
mothering,
be slipping
at. She was mothering, wasn't
she, Steve? I know, yeah. Let me tell you the bullshit. Let me tell you guys some shit. See, the problem with y'all motherfuckers is when y'all get a number or
be
get
real,
a little bit of attention from a woman,
shit.
You throw everything away and you stop hunting. You stop sharpening your sword. You just stop. And that's why y'all fuck up because y'all, look, dog, you constantly hunt. There is no reason you should be hunting. Even if you get the motherfucker's number, you still got to go for other women. Why? Because you got to show her that she is not the only bitch on the block. Her pussy doesn't have the cure for cancer. She ain't the only bitch. She's got to fight. Look, she's got to work hard to get you. Not the other way around.
It should be like drugs to you guys. This is dope that he's telling you, and you got to understand it. Get hooked on this shit. Get hooked. We dealers. We selling you this shit. Hey, get hooked on you have the value. You have the value. The broad has value also, but not more than you.
Yes.
I'm not saying she's less or don't mean shit, but don't think you have some kind of position because you got that thing between your legs because it's just an organ. I got an organ between.
Oh, man, I think we lost. Bud, did we lose him?
Yeah, we lost him.
Okay. Let me bring in 585 real quick. But Gigi, what do you think about that real quick?
He's absolutely correct. You know, you just really have to have confidence and swallow your pride. You can't worry about what she thinks or what they're going to think. If that's your goal, go towards your goal. Don't veer, you know, it's like a horse with blinders on. That's how you need to approach a woman and every woman. And even if, you know, as they said, I'm mothering you guys, but if it doesn't work the first time, don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. There's plenty of women in this world. We're talking about over so many billion women in this world.
Hang up, about to call you.
So just go ahead and continue. Don't stop.
Yeah. I'm gonna call. Gigi, you keep talking. 585. We're gonna bring you in. I'm gonna bring Rosebud in. But go ahead, Gigi. Keep talking. I'm gonna bring Rosebud in real quick. Go ahead. Finish talking.
Yes.
And I'll be right back. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you guys.
Yeah, but don't, hey, but don't be mother. Don't be mothering these motherfuckers while I'm doing this shit now.
I can't help it. I'll do my best.
Man, I know you on that mother bullshit.
I want you guys to get Pony too. So I don't want you to be sitting there beating off on a Saturday night. So I'm being honest with you guys. And what these two gentlemen are telling you is serious. You need to get out there and talk to these ladies.
Now, wait. Okay, wait.
Yo.
Okay, Rosebud's back on. Now, let me bring in area code 585.
Okay, but you didn't call me on Skype.
No. I just had to do this because I didn't want to mess
okay.
up the thing. So.
Okay, it's cool. I didn't want you to know.
Okay, 585. Okay, now let's get back to your question that you had real quick. 562, we'll bring you in 1 second. Now, 585, you wanted to know about sex? I mean, what was it that you wanted to know?
No, I just wanted to... I wanted to hear both of you guys why each part was important. Because, you know, obviously both of them is important, but I'm saying why Rosebud says it's been
go
important.
Go ahead, Steve. Take that.
And why you...
Okay. Wait, say it again.
Steve, you want to know our points of view about why you think, you know, what you think of sexual speaking as far as, you know, mastering it, and why I think the confidence. He want to know why.
Okay.
So you take it.
Okay. Here's the thing. And again, you're going to understand it's going to probably connect with Rosebud anyway. See, I was taught when I think I started around 9 years old, my mentor. So when I got 13, I slept with a 24-year-old woman that showed me about sex, the middle-sized sex. And what she showed me, because, again, I admit this, and I admit this in one of my products, she broke my heart. She made me cry. I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. I was crying like a little bitch. I was holding a pillow, listening to sappy love songs. I was doing all that shit. And I'm being honest about that. And the reason she did it, and it was part of my training, because what she told me was some gangster shit. She, you know, as a woman, how fucked up women are. She said, I want you just to feel what you're about to put women through. The only reason I did that so you could understand what you're about to do when I give you this power, when I show you how to eat pussy correctly, when I show you how to fuck, when I show you how to talk dirty, you're going to be able to do things to women that no other guy around, they would get a real, you have Rosebuds and guy, you know, far and few between. And the only way
there's another guy like us, Steve, in the far eastern corner of the world.
Yes, and the only way that you're going to get this, the only way that you can break the spell is either you meet someone of equal or greater value. That's the only time you'll break the spell. So what happened was I got this thing, what I teach my guys is called sexual confidence. And from my side of the island, I teach my guys, that's how I was taught, that is the greatest confidence in the world, because that's the confidence that's saying that all I got to do is get you to invite me in. And what I mean by invite me in, I don't mean by pandering my way into your mind, because I'm not going for the pussy between your legs. I'm going for that pussy between your ears. And I'm not pandering for that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you that you got a choice of making the best decision of your life. And if you make that decision, please understand this. I'm going to give you the drug of me, because when I get done with your ass, you're going to always want me until you run up on a Rosebud that has equal or greater value, then the spell will be broken. So what I'm saying to you is, on my side of the island, is that I'm all about sexual confidence. That's the mental aspects of the game. That's master the bedroom. That's eating pussy, because y'all guys think y'all really eating pussy, but y'all don't know about five play. And fucking 101.
Go with it, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
And fucking 101, because y'all don't really. I teach y'all guys how to. I teach you guys an hour worth of shit you can do to a woman on her back for an hour, and that's just that mixed with the five play, the dirty talk shows you how to talk to the pussy on the phone and get her to submit the pussy to you before you even touch the pussy. So C585, the thing is, when you have that kind of power, how can you not be confident? How can you not walk around with you know the most confident motherfucker, real quick before I throw it to Rosebud, the most confident motherfucker I've ever seen on the movies was Dr. Manhattan that was walking around naked. He's like he put his dick on you. I forgot the movie. What was the movie? What was that movie with those guys with the smiley face?
They went.
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't the Avengers. I looked in. What'd you say, Gigi?
Was it Half-Baked?
I didn't say
no,
anything.
I wasn't Half-Baked. I'm going to look up his.
No, with, yeah.
What'd you say?
Give me a second. Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
You know Dr. Manhattan. And if y'all know who Dr. Manhattan is, Dr. Manhattan used to be a loser and a nerd. Once
Dan
he
Aykroyd.
Realized his power. The who?
Wasn't it Dan Aykroyd? I'm sorry.
No, fuck no, man. God damn it. Let me pull this shit up. Yeah, The Watchmen. Yes, there you go. If you've ever seen The Watchmen, you will see that I have the confidence of a Dr. Manhattan. The only difference is I'm not walking around naked. Because that motherfucker was so badass, he was so cold that he left Earth because he was bored with Earth. Because these people were not on his level of a mindset. And that's what I'm not going to speak for Rosebud, but that's what I'm showing you. I'm showing you that when you start to get this shit, you're going to start to feel something totally different than you've ever seen before. It's like the lines in the Matrix. Because you're going to – what I'm doing – before I throw it to Rosebud, last time, Rosebud, I'm sorry. What I'm doing –
go ahead, man.
What I'm doing is I'm pulling you out of this Matrix, and I'm plugging you like Neo, and I'm sending you back in. And just like Neo, you don't have to – look, you follow the laws of the land. Don't kill, don't rob, you know, don't do none of that shit. But the rules when it comes to sex – you don't have to follow and play by those rules because I'm showing you that you don't need to and you'll get pussy that way. Rosebud, you got it, man.
See, the thing, the 585, the thing you wanted to know about sex, this is why I support Steve 3,000% because there is no way you don't need to know the things that he just said. He just gave you topics, you know, topic titles. There are fucking videos hour long about that topic. So what I'm saying is you need what he's saying. But on my side of the fence, I don't deny pussy's value. I don't deny anything about pussy when it comes to man. But I know that that's not all I want, and I can't have that forefront in my mind. Now, what I'm saying is when it comes time for pussy, I fortunately, I don't know all the things Steve knows, but I know all of those fucking basics that he knows. So when it comes time for sex, I am completely ready and completely confident, and sex has a very valuable point. But sex ain't going to get what you want from the woman. See, sex is only going to get you some pussy, and you're going to come. What it takes to get something from her, man, I don't know, man. I need shit, man. I'm not wealthy, if that's the case, man, and I'm not just going to spend no 2 or 3 hours with you, man, and all I get to do is wipe my dick off. Fuck that. That's not me. You know, if you want to do that, I don't even think Steve does that, so I'm not saying that about Steve. I'm saying that's what you guys do. I'm saying you should start having value in yourself. I don't know what you need, man, but some of you guys say you don't have a car, you don't have this. I'm not saying a girl gonna buy you no car, but if you don't have a car, that means you need a lot of other things, you know, besides pussy. So confidence, what confidence will do will make you be able to do or approach a woman, like Steve was mentioning, you know, and start telling her exactly what the hell you're talking about. Knowing that you can fuck gives you confidence also, because I heard at least 4 or 5 times when Steve mentioned that word, his mentor and what he learned gave him the confidence necessary for him to go through this jungle and be a lion and always be in control. I have the same confidence, but it came from me being able to get what I wanted out of or from a woman. I left home at 16. I didn't borrow shit from my mother or my father. My dad, he used to ask me, you know, boy, you think you slick, don't you? And I used to tell him, no, I don't, Dad, you know, because I would never, you know, front him off like that. But he told me, boy, if you're going to do it, you better do it until you can't. And I didn't know if he was talking about, you know, charge women or whatever, but I know he was talking about be sure that that's what you want to do. Because if it is, if you want to be a man, if you want to be an alpha male, if you want to have confidence in your ability to make a woman with a voice like Gigi use that voice when you in the bed, Jesus Christ, you got to fuck with us. That's my thing. 585, if you have a package, excuse me, if you had a package of Kool-Aid and you wanted to make some Kool-Aid and you know you needed water, would that all be all you need? You put the Kool-Aid in the water and stir it up? No, you wouldn't have Kool-Aid until you put sugar in it. You need both of it. You need both parts to make the Kool-Aid, and you need both parts to actually be a serious alpha male.
Yeah, and I just want to say what he's saying. Listen, I'm not saying everything is based on sex because it's not on sex. Matter of fact, these bitches are perks. I always say that.
Exactly.
I used to fuck on a daily basis, but I'm just saying, I'm hypothetically saying, if I don't fuck for a week, I'm fine. I can be fine with that. If there were times I had to unplug my phone, and this is the thing a lot of you guys understand. When you get on this level, I mean, it's like you really want this lifestyle, but the question is, do you really want the lifestyle?
Yeah.
Because 585, let me ask you a question real quick. Let me just hypothetically ask you these questions. Let's say you get everything and you have three women. I'm not even going to throw five. I'm going to throw three. You have three women, okay? What are you going to do? What are you going to do on your birthday when all three of them want to see you? What are you going to do on Christmas when two of them want you to go meet their parents and one wants to spend a quiet evening at home with you? That's what I'm saying. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you're with one and two of them come knocking at your door at the same time and you walk down the aisle? What I'm saying to you is, I know a lot of these guys want to say they want to get all this game, they want to do all this, but I'm saying that the shit we're teaching you is not even the game yet, guys. This is how basic it is. What we're talking about right here that's so complicated right now for a lot of you is that this is not even the football team kicking the ball off. They are at the hotel, not even getting on the plane to fly to the stadium type shit, guys.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying to you. This shit is deep, dog, but you got to start. You got to learn your numbers, shapes, and letters like a child. ABCs, 1, 2, 3 is color, shapes, and numbers. And that's what we're giving you right now. Right now, y'all think y'all want calculus? Y'all ain't ready for calculus. You don't even know how to count from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
That's why we're trying to show you that you need to learn these skills. I always talk about sex and fucking because I'm a whore. I'm a slut. That's what I do. But I know this much, that I know how to check a motherfucking woman when she get out of line. What?
Steve. I'm going to let you say what the hell you say, but I don't believe that damn shit. I don't believe you no damn slut and a whore. I believe you a motherfucker that know what you want, and you ain't ashamed to say what it is.
Humans,
okay, man, because on my level of it, man, all you doing is just being real with it, man.
Can I say something really quick, fellas?
Yes, Gigi, you sure can. I heard you. I should have asked you. I'm sorry.
What these two fellas are telling you is everything that you've ever learned before, like, you know, a huge chalkboard. I don't know how far back your age goes. Okay, but there used to be a chalkboard. And your teacher writes all over it, but at the end of the day, she erases it. You have a whole bunch of crap on your chalkboard. You need to wipe it clean and start with a new foundation with these two guys right here. And you'll be overwhelmed. You're going to be overwhelmed.
Right. Gigi, that was so fucking great. Listen to what she just said. Wipe the chalkboard clean. Now, why I'm jumping on that sentence is because in my courses, I relate your mind to a garden. And imagine your garden being beautiful, and the people walk by and they see your garden and they see how beautiful your garden is, and they want to ask questions about it, and you're happy, you're explaining it because your garden is so beautiful. Now, imagine the same garden with weeds in the garden, weeds as tall as the plants in the garden. What are they going to say? How are you going to feel about the garden? When she said wipe that chalkboard clean, she's talking what I talk about when I say you've got to be a gardener of your mind, and you have to get those weeds out of your garden. You have to be able to weed your garden and weed it to where it's clear so that you can think clearly. And that is very important.
And let me hop on the weeding. And what he's meaning by weeding is You don't wait a week to weed. You don't wait 2 weeks. You got to do a little bit of weeding every day to catch up. A little bit of the weed.
That's right.
And when you go outside, you just weed a little bit to maintain. And what we're saying to you is, y'all are not weeding. Y'all are letting all these women. Let me bring the line. Where's the? Can I bring the line in?
Bring the line in, brother.
I think Leo wants to say some shit, and I know he's a little mad and all this bullshit. I gotta find it, but. What I'm saying is that y'all are like a bunch of lions that are in a hotel room with a bunch of zebras, and y'all just sitting here. I know. I'm trying to tell them, Leo. I'll tell them. Okay, I'll tell them. It's this simple, 585. Go back to – I always tell you guys. I always give you all the homework assignments. Watch the Tudors. On Netflix, if you have it, and watch the Discovery Channel and see what you should be. Because I don't see one motherfucking lion that ain't trying to get that motherfucking ass or try to eat that damn animal. And like Rosebud said before, how his heart pumps a little bit and his heart's pumping a little bit faster. You know what that is? That's the thrill of the hunt, baby. Because ain't nothing
the
like
it. The thrill of the hunt.
Right, guys, let me tell you something. It is nothing like when you are really beaming on that ass. Everything around you slow down, quiet, and you're so laser beamed on that ass. And what you gonna do to it if you get that motherfucking mother in your bedroom? That's all you're thinking about. You're calculating. Okay, I mean it's all going like this, snapping like I'm snapping my fingers. Like I tell you guys. It happens so fast, you don't even realize it's happening. And by the time you wake up from that shit, the bitch has already walked away because you already said what you needed to say and you're moving on. That's what Rose – and I'm not going to speak to Rosebud, but I'm saying when he
– Yeah, you can.
When he mentioned his heart beating, guys, when I see a fine piece of ass, I'm going to – Because I'm like, oh, shit. And then that motherfucking voice in my head, man, you got to go get that motherfucker. We need to spread her ass open, dog. Oh, shit. My dick look up at me like, man, stop bullshit, man. She's getting away. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Hey, believe it or not, Steve, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, too, goddammit. I know it, man. When a man, you know, on the hunt, if he don't imagine himself as in the Amazonian desert or wherever, not the desert, but the forest, the rainforest, and you're hunting whatever is wild and crazy out there, you ain't really goddamn hunting, man, because you ain't giving yourself nothing to get, you know, hyped up for. So what I'm saying is when that lion, matter of fact, man, you always use the lion. Where's Leo at, Steve?
Okay. No.
I love Leo, man.
Okay, there you go.
When that lion spots prey and he stands really still for a moment, at that moment, his heart is pounding. He is fully, his adrenaline is rushed because he knows right now he sees his prey. And he is on the hunt. But what is just as exciting is his anticipation of the goddamn kill. That's how we are. That's how you should be. You should not. That lion don't say, man, yesterday I was hunting this goddamn hyena and he got him. He don't say that. He don't care nothing about yesterday. All he care about is these zebras that he see today. You know, he's sharp enough to know that herd of hyenas was a little too fast. I'm finna go for the zebra today. So what I'm saying, we got to be sharp. We got to make decisions. We got to choose how we roll. We can't just be out with, you know, pussy guys. If pussy had fingers, the pussy would put one of the fingers inside your nostril as far as it could go and pull really hard. And you'd follow that pussy wherever it go.
And I want to say this with dealing with the lion. Let me tell you something. There was a time a few months ago that when this motherfucker said what I'm about to tell you, as a man, it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck because it was so powerful. It was so deep. And let me tell you what he said. His name is Richard Sherman. I know we all saw the Super Bowl. We all heard Richard. We know Richard Sherman from the Super Bowl. Before in the championship game, when he was talking that shit to Crabtree, as a man, that was some man shit that went down. But then when he went on Twitter
And he said this, and this is going to connect to what Rosebud just said. It's going to connect to the lion, and it's going to connect to you hunting. He specific, when he said this shit, Rosebud, I was like, motherfucker, I felt like crying. That shit was so deep. He said, and I quote, a lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep. And what? And let me tell you what I got from that. That means as a man, I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't care if you are going to say fuck off. I don't care if you say I have a boyfriend. I don't care if you say fucking no. Why? Because as a Greek god, Zeus himself, that has come down to earth to talk to you motherfuckers, she is just a mortal. She's a human. She ain't shit to me. Because as a man, I am so much greater than her. As a man. So she cannot say or do anything that will affect my day or my fucking mood. Thus goes back to a lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep. Rosebud, you got it.
Steve, see, what's going to happen is we're going to become national treasures. And Mount Rushmore will have two more heads up there, mine and yours, because we are dope. And we trying to tell these fellas something that they have spent billions of dollars to take out of their mind. And that's that it's a such thing as a man. Fuck that, you know, grown male bullshit, you know, going for what this woman's saying, you know, okay, woman, whatever, you know, I ain't heartless. I mean, you can talk, but let me get in the shower while you talking shit. I ain't really trying to hear that, man. You know, I do listen to my woman. Don't get me wrong, fellas. I'm kind of talking a little shit here when I said that. I listen to my woman. You know, she has, you know, opinions, and she definitely get to have a lot of things she want, period. You know, she didn't prove herself to me. I'm not on the hunt. I'm not hunting for no pussy or nothing like that. I'm not satisfied either. As far as life goes, so I use my energies, I use my confidence to promote me to go further in my objectives as far as my business life right now. But you guys have jobs, you guys have kind of a life. The only thing you don't have is women in your life. And the only reason you don't have women in your life is because you ain't manned up and tried to really get women. You have become grown men grown males, and you expect a woman to walk up to you and say, hey, I like you. No, that's not going to happen unless you have the confidence to attract them through your aura, which none of you have, unless you have the confidence that if she did walk up, you're going to bust her right out like, you know, me and Steve both suggest you do. No, you don't have these things. We're trying to give you the tools to incorporate these things in your life so you can be not just like me, but I always wanted to be like Mike. You know, I never was offended by that, you know, mantra, I want to be like Mike, just do it, because that was part of my philosophy. I'm just like Mike, baby. I'm finna do it. Are you? Yeah. If you are, come up. You know, I'm a leader. You're going to follow what I'm saying. You're going to listen to what I'm saying. You're going to appreciate what I'm saying, because the things I'm predicting are going to happen. You know, that does not take a lot more than extreme confidence to really be able to say. See, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And 585, what we're saying is, and again, this is basic stuff here. All we're saying is this, is that it's odd to me how you could go to McDonald's. I even use fucking McDonald's on this bullshit. You can go to McDonald's because you want a fucking strawberry shake. That's what you want. You're like, man, fuck it. I listen to Rosebud and the Dean. I'm going to give me a strawberry shake at McDonald's. So you take your ass to McDonald's, and they tell you no. We don't have any strawberry shakes. Your instinct will automatically say either I'm going to get something else or I'm going to go to another McDonald's, and you don't even think about it. You just do it off of instinct. Why? Because all your life, you go to a restaurant, and sometimes they were out of something, and you have trained yourself to say, either I want something else, or I'm going to go to another place that has what I want. But it just seems like
you want to separate women as if they are about shit, like you should put them on a pedestal. These bitches are the same. I'm saying is, if she says no, you go find the other one that will. You don't get sad and nervous when you want to, when you order food at a restaurant 585, do you?
Nah. Hey, when they reject him, no, we don't have it. No, you don't get sad.
You be like, okay, well, I'll get this then, or you be like, okay, thank you very much, and keep fucking shit moving. You don't sit there and say, oh my God, what is the hamburger gonna say? Is the hamburger gonna like me? Is the hamburger gonna turn me down? Is the hamburger gonna say yeah? Oh my God, what is the hamburger gonna do? Oh my God, the hamburger's so pretty. Oh my God, I can't believe. You don't say none of that bullshit. You just like, man, I want this motherfucking hamburger. Hold the pickles. Add this. Add that. And you say it with such confidence. It's no different from a woman, man. And the thing you understand is these women are so insecure. 585, what I want you to do for at least when you watch it, because, you know, the Boondocks came on. When you watch TV, all I want you to do real quick is look at the commercials. Look at every commercial, how they're talking about women can look young. Take this. Shoot up this. Rub this skin cream in there. Because these bitches are trying to hang on to their youth because they know that's all they have for you weak motherfuckers. But not for us. We can see through all that shit. But
goddamn right. Hey, Steve, you said something that was really poignant. And that was when you mentioned the menu and when you ordered that hamburger or whatever. If you guys would use that analogy and understand that that's all the different women are, is on the menu. So if this one is not available, the menu has not disappeared. That thing has disappeared, that woman. And I hate to reduce the woman to a menu. And I'm not really trying to reduce them to a menu. I'm trying to get the men out there to see that you have so many choices that you don't even opt to use. You don't have to let rejection make you feel rejected. You just don't. All you have to do is accept that particular rejection, which, again, Steve used 25, I use 100. If you guys would do that and go out and just speak to that many women, 25 or 100, it doesn't matter. Just speak to them. You'd get over that fear. You'd get over that fear of rejection because you're doing some type of interaction. You're having some interaction with women. Me, I try to go through 25 or 50 a day when I was in the street. And I'm speaking, I'm saying something, I'm at the store, I'm at the gas station. I'm trying to, you know, establish some kind of connection.
Dog.
Go ahead, Steve.
See, this is what a lot of y'all guys understand when I'm trying to do that in my free boot camps, tell y'all to talk to five women. Five is the bare minimum because I always tell you guys one day when you know you got it, you're talking to five a day, 35 a week, that's 140 a month. You're talking to these bitches. One day when you get it, this is what you're going to say. You're like, you know what? Fuck Steve. I'm going to talk to a sixth one, and then a seventh one, and then an eighth one. And then see, five is just the bare minimum. I just want you to start going. But once you get this going, you're going to be like, my God, this shit is easy. This guy is
very easy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rosebud. I'm sorry.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I was saying it's just like a car. A 585. You. What kind of car you drive? You are a stick shift or automatic?
I don't drive.
You don't drive at all?
I don't drive. No.
Do you know how to drive?
No.
Fuck. Well, I can't use that analogy then.
Hey, wait. Steve, please. I'm sorry. 585. You sound like you're in your mid-20s. Are you?
Early 20s. 21.
You're 21?
Wait, say it proudly,
yeah.
Man. This is what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Rosebud. 585. I'm 21 years old. Well, I don't feel... No electricity here. Do you hear that, Rosebud?
Yeah, I hear it, man. And part of this is why when you go up to a woman, you don't excite her. But back to this. You're 21 and you don't drive? You don't know how to drive?
No.
Why not?
I don't.
Yes.
I never
why
learned.
Not? That's the question. Where do you live? In some rural area where you use wagons or something like that?
Shut the fuck up, man. Does he?
Five
well,
and
I'm
five.
Serious,
five
man.
Five and five. Why aren't you, why aren't you driving?
It's just something I haven't tried to do yet, man. But I'm,
well,
I'm
okay,
trying
five
to get
five.
Straight
okay, five
eight
five. 585. I got some stuff for you, man. I got some stuff for you, man. See, unknowing, unbeknownst to you, the things you haven't done as an adult male are keeping you from interacting with women. Because anytime you start interacting with women, they're going to ask about this or that involving transportation, and you know that you have none, and you don't want to say you got to get on the bus. You don't want to say this, that, and the other about what you ain't got, and you're very insecure about it. So you don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is
that right?
Talk to him, but it doesn't stop me from talking to him. But I think it definitely hinders how far.
Guess what? Guess what? When you're a bad motherfucker and you know what you're doing, the bitches will drive for you.
Steve, you're 100% right about that. You're 150% right about that. You don't really need a car. But see, they got to be on, you know, at least
the ninth step. I know.
They can't be on the first
Hold on, wait. Let me ask you a question. 585, are you in college right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. Now, your day is probably you just go straight to your classes. Am I correct? You go to one class, then go right to the other class, right?
Nah, I actually, in between classes, I try to, you know, get a few, knock down those 20 a day.
Okay.
In between classes,
well,
I don't usually reach it, but, you know.
Okay, but here's my next question. But I have a feeling that you are going for 20 of the same kind. Am I correct?
I try not to think that way, but yeah.
I know you do, and this is why you're having a problem. See, real quick, and I toss a rosebud. One thing I learned: my sister used to be popular. Okay. In the junior high, and I was always those Tracy's brother and all that other bullshit till I moved to another junior high and picked up bitches because I wanted to be my own man and shit. But one thing I learned from my sister, she told me, the way to get everybody is to learn everybody. Everybody is like music, big dog. And if you're just sticking with country western all the time, you just nullified the house. The hypno, the soul, the rock, the hip-hop, you got to go talk to, because you know what? You talk to everybody, because you know why? Every piece of ass, every group has a beautiful piece of ass in it. So don't just, I'm saying look at a pretty woman, but you probably say, well, you know, she probably ain't my kind of girl. She looks good, but she ain't the kind of girl that I would hang out with. Am I correct, 585?
No. When I say it's the same kind, they usually come from like different groups, but they usually have like a certain disposition about themselves. You know what I mean? And that's who I usually go at.
Okay.
You know what I mean when I say that?
Let me add something to this as far as why you want to have a variety of types of women you talk to, because I'm sure 585, you heard variety is the spice of life. What my point is, let's say you have been kind of going at the same type, you know, shouldn't that be telling you that's the wrong type because you're missing so much? What I'm saying is, when you like you are, you don't know what the right type is. So, yes, you went for this type yesterday or earlier today. Go for a different type now. And go for a different type later on. Go for different types until you get back around to that other type. You have 7, 8, 9 different experiences that you can rely on, and then you can use those experiences, man, when you start to circle all over again. Hey, man, the only thing going to keep you from catching a woman or getting what you want is you stop. If you stop, you ain't going to get it. As long as you keep doing different things, not the same damn thing, as long as you do different things, you're going to get her.
Yeah.
Period. You're going to get her, man.
Yeah, but also, I mean, what do you do for fun? I mean, like, do you go? I'm going to name some things off, and I want you to just say yes or no, okay, 585? Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Now, do you go to bars?
Occasionally.
God.
But not a lot, though, but occasionally.
Okay, I just need yes or no because I'm going to go because I'm going to throw it to Rosebud. Do you go to health clubs?
Yeah.
Like gyms, tennis clubs, and things like that?
Why
do you go
to, yeah.
Do you go to dating services, uh-huh. You know, like speed dating and things like that?
Nah.
Organized sports activities, softball, bowling leagues, swim leagues, racquetball tournaments, bicycles or anything like that?
No. Nah.
Sporting events. Supermarkets, grocery stores, convenience stores.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, then that's another thing, 585, we're going to add to your list. You're boring.
Yeah, you don't have a lot.
Can I say something really quick? For all of you men that are listening out there, I am a trini, and I all suggest that you go to Carnival. There's a Carnival in every state that you are in. I know.
Wait,
this is way out there.
What is that place? Dominican Republic. Where is it?
Venezuela.
Y'all need to go down there.
Venezuela or Brazil. Venezuela is 8 miles off of it. Listen,
hey, Brazil is cool. I'm going to the Bahamas in June, that dog it.
Oh, you'll love it.
Guys.
You'll love it. It's beautiful.
Treat it like a king.
And you will get to absolutely speak to these women, and you have the opportunity because maybe you're a little intimidated, and I'm not saying limit yourself to or don't deal with American women, but open yourself up to something else. It's in your town and it's in your city. They have a carnival, and it's not a carnival with the rides. This is like
Louisiana Brazilian carnival.
Yes, like that. It's
Mardi
like,
Gras, that kind of carnival.
Yes. So you're going to get to enjoy women and have a good time in their open sexuality. So a few of the things that them offered are great, but I want you guys to put this on your list, especially if you're single. Pay for a ticket. Go. I'm telling you.
I'm putting them on the line because if you fucking right, she'll pay for your ticket. But let me ask you something, 585. It's gonna be a tough question. I need you to answer it. What the fuck do you have to offer a woman if you get her? If shit works, what do you have to offer?
My mind.
There's your answer.
There's your answer. There you go. You. Hey, why don't you ask me what I have to offer a woman, or ask Rosebud? I bet you he'll run his mouth so much you have to tell him shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Hey, 585. If you get anything from talking to us tonight, get that you need to take inventory of yourself, and you need to make sure that you have something to offer. You know, I mean, not offer as in giving,
right.
But I'm talking about you got something going for yourself, you know. You a car eliminates a lot of that. Okay, you don't have a car, so you can't think about, you know, riding around doing shit. But there's other things that you could have, man. And when you say, well, what do you have to offer a woman? You know, man, I got so much conversation about projects. I got so much conversation about just my life that I could offer a woman as far as, you know, not entertainment, but to keep her motivated to talk to me, you know, during, after sex, and to keep her interested in me because I have a life is what he's actually really saying.
What the fuck
did you
say?
If you have a life, you will have things to talk about.
Yeah, but,
and that's what you guys don't realize, man. It keeps you from approaching a woman when you know certain things about yourself and you're not admitting it.
Yeah, 585, what do you say to women? Because, I mean, apparently, in my opinion, You don't have the confidence. You're nervous. You don't have anything to offer. So what?
Steve, he doesn't talk to women, man. He don't talk to women.
But he said he did. So I'm trying to get to the bottom.
He don't, man.
So
five. Be honest. Be honest with us, man. What do you say to women?
Whatever. Well, I started off with whatever is in the surroundings, and then I usually try to take it from there.
What do you mean take it from there? Be specific. What do you mean? Take it from there, doing what?
I mean, like, depending on what, you know, they say, I usually have, like, some kind of...
But why do you fucking care?
I know. Can I jump in real quick? This is why I said we need to push him in the water. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people, you can give them directions on how to swim, and sometimes you just got to push them in there. And you need to go out there in an environment where sexuality is in your face, and you can really sit down, not sit down because you got different foods, different environment, different things where you can speak to a woman. You have to, we need to push you in the water.
He doesn't have a car. How the fuck you think you're going to get to the goddamn Bahamas and shit?
I mean, hey, well, he can go to Carnival in his city on a bus and get out and do whatever. But I understand. I understand what Gigi's saying, but you know what else, man? In my opinion, 585, you just have to like throw everything out the window, man. You just got to get rid of all the stuff you've been thinking, and you just got to start with a new agenda, and that agenda is to not be scared to talk to women because of all the negatives you see about yourself. You know, if before you can do this, you got to find some positives about yourself. You know, you are going to school. You ain't no bum. You ain't no criminal. So you got goals. You have some kind of aspirations. You wouldn't be in school if you didn't. I mean, all these things are positive things that can make you feel better when you approach a woman. And one other thing, man, when Steve say, what would you say? You know, you got to take that as if you're standing in front of a woman and she just spoke to you, man. You can't hesitate as long as you hesitate when it comes to responding. You have to be able to respond quickly, man. That means you have to be thinking quickly. Even if what you say, Steve say, oh, man, that's some whack shit. Just responding quickly is going to make him give you information.
Hey,
instead of you like, we're going to give it to you anyway. But you asking for it, you don't get it like when we interacting with you. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Right.
Now, 5 and 5, let me ask you a question. I need you to be honest with me. You hang out with these women sometimes. You hang out with some fine-ass bitches, don't you? Huh?
Occasionally, but not as much as I would like to.
But why
I don't think so, man.
Hey, dog, so I'm saying hang out as like, you know, you hanging out and y'all ain't talking about shit. You know, two girls, three guys, four girls, two guys. I'm talking about that hangout shit because you're in college. You do that shit, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why are you hanging out with the food?
I see what you're saying.
Why would you hang? I mean, what the fuck do you? I mean, that's the thing that disturbs me about you guys. How the fuck you hang out with something you want to fuck, and how the fuck don't you try to fuck? Why are you lying? See, Rosebud, this is what I'm talking about when they get trained by these women. He in those groups and he ain't trying to fuck because he feel like he can't say what he want to say, so we gonna say some bullshit to her, Rud.
Well, what it really is what you're saying, but I call them the hope generation. They are just full of hope, man. They hanging out with these women, man. They just hope they see that their mouth is wide open. They hope that, you know, they slip and get to, you know, fall in the pussy or some shit. You know, they ain't got a plan worth a damn. They really was one of them Jesse Jackson's followers, and they missed the political message and got the sex message. They just keep hope alive.
Wait, guys, wait. He is, wait. He is in the valley of Pooney. Like, he's in New York. You are in New York. 585.
Oh, wait. Are you in New York?
Yes.
Huh? You're talking about New York City.
Pooney.
Oh, come on, dude.
International. You are where immigrants come in, dude.
You are in the mecca of – dog, let me tell you something. I went to New York, and every block had at least 30 bitches on the block. And I saw so much pussy, I could not register. And you know what the thing about New York, Rosebud? I know you've been in New York. But you know at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, it's like 8 o'clock at night. It never sleeps. So there's no use why you went.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bud.
New York, I've been there several times, man, and you're right. They say it's a city never sleep, but don't. But the cold part about New York, just like you say, it's got 30, 40 women on every corner. These women are not prudes. You know, they wait. They know that they number like they do, and they know men number on that same block one or none. So they want you to say something to them, man. I was in New York, man, and well, never mind. I'm not gonna go with that. But what I'm saying is this: it was a sexual experience for me, man. You know, and I was in my game time then. You know, I ran into a couple of these New York bros. They paying me, you know, but just what they think, how they, you know, what they showed me about New York, where they took me, because New York has a lot of sub places that you go that's like, you know, underground. And you can really see some shit. You know, I mean, you could really, really see some shit, man.
There's
nothing like it anywhere else. It's just so amazing. And you are living in this city, and you haven't – that's another thing, Brother 585. This is something you need to do. Put on your exploration cap and start exploring your city.
Christopher Columbus style. You better put that shit on.
Hey, see what's going on, man. Quit going to that shit you used to going to. Go to somewhere you ain't used to, man.
Yes.
Don't get no trouble. Don't get no trouble, but go explore.
Know what it is, Rosebud? Know what it is, because we got 5 minutes to go. It's not him. It's his fucking friends that's doing this. He probably hanging out with a bunch of bitch-ass guys that aren't doing shit. I think that's what it is.
Well, you know that's what it is, because if it wasn't, he'd have his partners in the background listening to this shit. He's the only one brave enough to listen and call.
I know.
Yeah, so you know he's hanging out with them. Hey, 585, go on, man. You know, you ain't hating on them. Tell us the truth. Don't you hang out with cupcake dudes?
Yeah, they hanging out with the bitches and not trying to fuck them, right? when y'all about to go hang out, meet up with the girls, they tell them, well, I wonder if Marsha's broke up with Chat yet, and I wonder what's going to happen with it. I mean, really? Man, I
Steve, they worse than that. They say, come on, man, let's go down there. We might get some. That's how, hey, 585, that's how y'all kick it up. Come on, man, we might get lucky.
I know.
Hey, we laughing at you, man, but this tough love, man. This ain't no laughing at you.
Yeah, yeah,
we tough love, so don't be insulted or nothing, man. But, but ain't that how I go, man? You guys get together and run to the bar and say, man, we might get lucky. Right?
I wonder if Sharon's at the bar tonight. Oh, man, maybe she's bringing the book.
They haven't even zeroed in on anybody particularly. They're just wide open hoping. They keeping hope alive for themselves, man.
Come on, 585, man. You need to be like, hold on, guys. I'll be right back. Start talking to these bitches, man.
Hey, 585, this is what you do, man. Listen to this show again. And make sure you pay attention, man, to the whole show, not just to what the hell you asked them. Pay attention to the whole show, because we covered hella shit that's directly related to what's going on with you, man.
Yeah.
And just pay attention to it, man. And this stuff will help you guys if you guys will just lose the fear. You know, of course, you know, we on this level, Steve and I, and of course it's intimidating because of how we talk, how sure we are, and you just wonder how the hell can I get that sure?
Yeah.
Hey, you can't get this sure without taking them steps, the initial steps, the first step. Learn how to really handle a woman. Learn how to handle yourself. Learn how to be brave enough to show this stuff without trying to show it. What Steve is talking about, what I'm talking about, it exudes itself. You don't have to try to show it. You just walk past a woman, and she's going to turn around and see, what just passed me? Why? Because you got this cologne that's smelling good. Why? Because you just got this look about yourself. Why? Because you just have it, you know, and you'll have, just like, I'm sure you guys got good microphones out there, and you hear Gigi. You hear how she's responding. That's how they're going to respond.
Hey, go to your boys and tell them motherfuckers, say, I want to get some pussy tonight, man. Where y'all want to go get some pussy at? And see how they react.
Steve, these dudes are so cream puff today, man. They might say, okay, come in the room.
Yeah, say,
you got to be cool, man.
You probably say, women are equal to men nowadays. You shouldn't be talking that way because it's disrespectful to the woman to say that kind of stuff. Maybe tell that.
God. I guess, man, he in college. He really goes for that kind of Man, 585, you're right. You're in an environment where you get inundated with that weak-ass shit. Put on the armor of the manmindset.com and the armor
Look, AskRosebud.com. We provide armor that's going to shield you from all the bullshit that you've been hearing.
Just go, type up He-Man and look at the opening scene of He-Man and see what you should be like. Fabulous Secrets revealed to me today, I held my magical sword, which is his dick, and said, by the power of Grayskull. And he said, I have the power. That's what he looked at.
His dick grew.
And his dick and his sword grew. It's subliminal. Because the Battle Cat Fringer became the mighty Battle Cat.
Can I say something really quick, fellas?
Well, we got about a minute, Steve. I want you guys to know you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. Steve, what's your Twitter handle?
The Man Mindset.
At The Man Mindset?
No, The Man. Yeah, The Man. Just type in The Man Mindset in Twitter. You'll find me.
Okay, The Man Mindset on Twitter and at Mr. Rosebud for me. Gigi, you got a Twitter?
You can find me at Sex Make It Better.